Blog Talk Radio.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that instead of the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.
You are now listening to DJ Mike.
Oh,
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Mike Q, your selector. Queen Beat Production.
Love rain.
goddamn it. Oh, Miss Boofus. 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 Work me, goddamn it. Oh, Miss Boofus. God damn it. Waiting for a motherfucker to get it up. And the bitch can't see. Don't.
$150. Open to all team streetwear. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And and entered two other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there!
Welcome to the State of Emergency Show, Episode 7, where tonight we will be talking about the new ballroom status criteria for being acknowledged as a star statement legend or icon. If you guys are on the phone lines and in the chat room, I want to say, number one, thank you for tuning in for the show tonight. We know that it's about an hour early. You guys always complain, when is the show going to start? When is it going to start or whatever? But as you guys know, for the past 3 years, we always play 30 minutes of music to give people time, to get yourselves together, get your phones together, get their drinks, their snacks, and things of that sort. And then we come on usually around, you know, the 30-minute mark. So tonight, instead of coming on at 11:30, we'll be coming on at 10:30. And we do have a long show ahead of us, if it needs to be that long. And if we have to get an extra hour or two, then we will go into that mode as well. We'll see where the show goes tonight. Hello, chat room. How are you? Everyone is saying hi. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in. If you're in the chat room and you have any questions or statements or anything, please send them right over. If you guys are on Facebook, send me a message over on Facebook, and I will incorporate it into the show. I should have a panel of guests tonight on the show that are icons and legends that will be, we will be talking about the new criteria for the ballroom as far as status goes. There is a website if you guys want to go to the website and bring it up so you guys can have all the information in front of you. Those that are able to pull it up from the internet, your computers, your iPad, or even your cell phones if you have the app for internet, I'm sorry, you can pull it up. And you can guys can go to www.ballroomstatus.com. That's simple. www.ballroomstatus.com. And you will be able to bring up exactly what we are talking about tonight, and you will have all the information right in front of you. I'm waiting for a couple of my guests to press one. I do have one so far. I'm still waiting for a couple of others. I do see you on the phone line, but you didn't press one. So can you please press one so I can bring you into queue? And let me just check my line to make sure I have everybody's name and number right next to where they need to be in queue. So you guys bear with me as far as everything goes tonight. One second. Let me just go and make sure. Okay. I got three of you guys. Okay, cool. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring everyone on shortly, and we'll just be talking about the criteria. And just give everyone a chance to kind of go over everything and let you guys know where this has all come from, where did it stem from, why was it created, and what is it going to do to help change the ballroom, or not even change it, help get it together. Because right now we are in a state of emergency, and we do need to somehow, some way, unite as one, and that's what it seems like we are trying to do, but a lot of people just have so much negative to say. And I'm just going to kind of keep a lot of my opinions to myself in the beginning because I just want to see where the show goes. So we'll leave it at that, but I just want it to be positive. I don't want a lot of arguing, bickering, back and forth, talking over each other. If that happens, I will be playing the siren, and I just want to make that announcement right now. If you guys get out of hand, I will play that just to kind of tone it down. So please, we don't want it to get out of hand. Please, no personal attacks. Please, you know, just kind of keep it on a level of positivity. Instead of attacking, maybe come up with a suggestion or something like that, but we don't really want to go for the attack. I really want to say thank you again for everyone tuning in. We are missing a lot of callers, but I'm sure as it gets later in the night and as the topics get a little heavier, people will be calling in to their house members, brothers and sisters, and letting them know to be on the show. What you really should be doing, though, and I'm going to keep this one real, you really should be, and yeah, I'm going to bring you on too, just to be a part of it. What you really should be doing is reaching out to your house leaders, parents, or if you are a leader and a parent, reaching out to your children to be a part of the show tonight so they can hear what we have to say and it can be, you know, understood. One of the main reasons why I'm doing this show tonight is so it can be archived. When you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/tents or chops, it will be the feature episode right there at the top after the show is over, so you can always go back and archive. Listen to the archive on what was said tonight so you have a better understanding of the criteria as far as acknowledgement goes for status. So the website is created for you as well, but as we know, a lot of people look at things, and if it's just too many sentences, too many paragraphs, it seems like people just don't take the time to read. So what better way than to have it where you can hear it as well from your computer, your phone, your iPad, whatever, and you can always go back and archive it a year from now, 2 years from now, and it will be stamped in our ballroom. So keep that in mind as well. That is the reason why we are doing this show tonight, as a form of getting this message out to everyone to make this change and to help bridge the gap that we have within our community. Before we go any further, I'm going to bring on some of my co-hosts as well as my channel as well. But before we go any further, I'm going to bring on my co-host, the pioneer founder of the House of Icon. I'm sorry, the pioneer founder of the House of Chanel, R.I. Chanel.
Hey, good evening, Jasmine. How are you doing? And good evening to everyone in Radio Land listening and on the telephones. I look forward to tonight's discussion. I'm sure it's going to be something that is definitely going to open up a lot of eyes, and also it's going to bring a lot of enlightenment into the ballroom community. And I'm looking forward to hear, you know, exactly, you know, what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ara, for tuning in tonight. I know it's a little early. Sometimes it's a benefit to some people, and it could be a hassle, especially with the weather warming up for some. People would rather be outside hanging out, having fun, than actually tuning in tonight. But tonight is very important, so hopefully we can get a good amount of people. And, again, it'll be archived for, you know, archived for everyone to go back and listen to. I'm going to bring on also the legendary Jason Prodigy. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody in the chat room, everybody online. Hey, RR. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey.
Hi, Jason. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I really appreciate you being on. We stayed up till 7 o'clock in the morning trying to get, you know, the website and everything together. So I know
yes,
our discussion today was kind of crazy. 5 hours on the phone last night to get everything viral today for you guys, so... thank you, Jason.
I know I slept very well all day long, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I did sleep very well, so woke up very, very late. So. We're going to bring on one of our residential co-hosts that always tunes in on every Wednesday for the State of Emergency show all the way from Detroit, the overseer, TJ Mizrahi. You're on the air.
What's going on, Jeff? Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, TJ?
What's going on, everybody?
Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. As well as the
You're
icon
welcome.
Himself, Tony Milan, you are on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening,
What's going on, Tony?
How are you?
How are y'all?
Good.
And I'm going to bring one more person on the air as well. Just sit with us. I just hope he doesn't have phone problems. Marquise Prodigy, you're on the air.
What's up, everybody?
Hey,
what's up, Marquise?
Hi, Marquise.
And we are waiting for Tony Revlon. I did see him on. I know Tony is getting ready for this weekend, so I'm not sure how long he can sit with us tonight. And he's just, you know, out and about getting ready. So hopefully Tony will call back in. Or Tony, if you're there, please press 1 so I can see you because you're not in the queue. As of yet, or somebody gets Tony to be on the line for us. So before we go any further, somebody is having sound effects already. Before we go any further, Jason, Jason, Tony, did you guys have anything you wanted to start off the show with, RR?
I think that we should probably start the show off with the official letter that's on the actual welcoming page to ballroomstatus.com. And then we can kind of break it down as to going into the acceptance process, then read star, statement, legend, icon, in a way for everyone in the ballroom community at large to contact everyone.
You gonna read this?
I'm gonna just hear. I mean, that's what I thought the show was about, like, so that we could read it. I mean, besides them just also reading it themselves, if they hear us talk about it and then read it again, it'll kind of, you know, maybe give some people some clarity.
Yeah, I totally agree, Jason, because when I read it today and the few people I read it with, we're really confused on this, because it seems like to us we about to apply for a status.
Well, that's not the case. But so, Jasmine, that's I guess I should start off by reading the letter first.
Yeah,
Go ahead. I just want to ask a question, because he just said what I was thinking. He's read it. Therefore, he has his question prepared. Therefore, we can explain it, because we're not going to change the words from what he read.
We're not going to change the words or the verbiage than what he read, but I think that if reading something and hearing it is two different things.
A couple of people in the chat room are all saying, yes, read it, yes, that's what needs to be done, yes, we can please read it, yes, they are asking for it to be read, so maybe we should read it. Again, you guys, if you want to read along, you can go to www.ballroomstatus.com, and we are on the welcome page. And go ahead, Jason, you can go ahead and read it. The floor is yours.
Is there a way that everybody can maybe mute their phones just so that I don't hear so much feedback?
I'm going to mute everyone's phone right now and just give you... I just muted myself. It's just you now, Jason. I'm muting everyone, and it'll just be you. Go ahead.
Okay. So, March 28th, 2012, dear Ballroom family, due to the recent events that happened within the ballroom scene, there has been a new alliance of icons and legends that has been formed. The Alliance of Icons and Legends represent the leaders in the scene who wanted to unite together to bring forth positive change within our overall ballroom experience. Having healthy dialogue, taking our community to another level is very important, and this group ensures to continue to raise the standard in ballroom participation by creating unity regardless of age, gender, house affiliation, and status. This group was formed on February 6, 2012. The mission of the ROSIL, Real Outspoken Icons and Legends, is a partnership between the Icons and Legends of the House Ballroom Community, the ILBC, in effort to provide the foundation of the community mobilization and well-being of everyone who participates in the House Ballroom Community. The Real Spoken Legends and Icons, where you can represent your house family, inspire others in the House Ballroom Community to take action and be positive agents of change. The Icons and Legends have come together as one to assist in creating a more enjoyable and positive ballroom experience for all those who participate. Our keen knowledge of ballroom culture has helped us develop solutions that will answer the needs of today's ballroom participants. These solutions allow you to participate in a more enjoyable, competitive ballroom experience, ensure the fairness of acknowledgement of status in its process, tackle the issues in and surrounding the ballroom scene through unity, encouragement, and creativity. Please take a few moments to explore this website, www.ballroomstatus.com, where it will give you detailed information in regards to the newly adopted acknowledgement of status and its process. This process has been set in place as of March 28, 2012. This was created to ensure fairness to all ballroom participants, regardless of region and or house affiliation. We do realize that in the past, mistakes were made, as well as questions and concerns puzzled the community at large in regards to the deeming of status. We cannot correct those mistakes, nor change the outcomes of them. But moving forward, this newly adopted acknowledgement process will help ensure a better ballroom experience for everyone. Sincerely, Icon Tony Revlon, Icon James Icon, Legendary Jason Prodigy, Icon Tony Milan, Icon Stuart Ebony, Icon Andre Mizrahi, Icon Jamal Milan, Icon Tommy LaBeja, Legendary Luna Khan, Icon James Khan, Icon Jack Mizrahi, Icon Sean Ebony, Icon Ivernian Prestige, Legendary Clint Evisu, Legendary Goddess Rodeo, Legendary Michi Lacroix, Legendary Fred Chanel, Legendary Sebastian Escada, Legendary Nina Marcus Escada, Icon Jasmine Couture, Legendary Divine Chanel, Icon Letitia 007, legendary Eric Eminence LaPerla, legendary Hassan Ebony, icon Harold Balenciaga, icon Rodney Prodigy, legendary Shannon Garçon, legendary Sebastian Allure, icon Jamie Blahnik, legendary Stasha Garçon, legendary Kelly Couture, icon Thierry Revlon, and legendary Kai Balenciaga.
Well, thank you, Jason. And there you have it. Well read. I'm bringing unmuting everyone, and we also have the icon himself, Tony Revlon, is on the air. Tony?
Yeah. That is not me. I ain't got no noise going.
Tony?
I have no. Yeah, I ain't got nobody. I'm right here.
No, it's the other Tony, Tony Revlon.
No, Tony Revlon, and his phone disconnected. We were trying to bring him on, but as I said, Tony's getting ready for the weekend, so it's kind of hard for him to tune in. So we'll just try to bring him aboard when we can. But if you guys are on the phone lines and you want to speak with the panel tonight in reference to any questions, we will be bringing you aboard. But I really wanted to start off with one of some of the biggest questions that they did that have been circulating. And I would prefer if Tony was on the air to answer this because he was one of the originators as far as starting the group of the real outspoken legends and icons. But Jason or Tony, what do you guys think about explaining how the group itself was formed?
Well, I was one of the original members that Tony Revlon had approached me with it, you know, to ask me to assist him with it. And when the group originally was formed, I know that it was kind of like I guess you could say an explosion happened on Facebook. And people were under the assumption that once they made it into the Facebook group, that they officially were a legend or officially an icon. And that wasn't the message that was, you know, ultimately being displayed. In this group, there is 34 people who are actively leaders within their houses, leaders within their community, leaders within the barroom scene that wanted to kind of come together to kind of bridge the gap on all the issues that were happening in ballroom. I know that we can't tackle and change everything like 1, 2, 3. You know, we have to take very small baby steps to correct a larger problem. But I think that, you know, through discussions, through conversations, disagreements, agreements, we kind of came to a conclusive head as to, you know, tackling the first issue of ballroom. And the main prominent issue that seems to be reigning through the ballroom scene is the issue of status.
Okay. Tony, did you want to say anything in reference to that?
How it got started as far as I can see it or what?
Yeah.
Okay, well, initially how it was started, from what I can gather, it was we were all in the A-list group, and a topic had came up, and Tony said, you know what, I'm going to start another group, and he's just going to start another group, put it that way. So he started a group, and it was called The Real Icons and Legends, and it seemed like everybody and their mother was beating down the door to get up in this group. Then when he got in the group, and it was a big fiasco, as you have on your show, on this show. And he began to understand that, or began to explain why exactly he created this group. It was to basically get people to come in so that he can then in turn promote the true mission of the group. With that, it began to dwindle down. Then we began to say, well, why don't we have a representative from each house so that we can get something accomplished and start to do something? Because, of course, at the same time, you had your state of emergency. I think it started a week after your state of emergency, actually. So, excuse me, from there, that's, to me, from how I remember how the group began to come into fruition, is that it wanted to be about people who wanted a definite and positive change within it. And honestly, it hasn't been easy, but it hasn't been difficult either. I think that once a lot of us decided to check our egos at the door, you know, we were able to come into some kind of agreement on most things. I'm not going to say that, you know, we don't have our ups and downs, but we do. But at the end of the conversation, it just seems to me, as I was talking to James Icon today, that at the end of all the conversations, there seems to be some kind of common ground, and we can move forward.
Okay. So So one of the questions is how come certain houses were not included in the group? They feel that certain houses are MIA when it comes to the group. Does anyone want to touch up on that?
No, IE. We need IEs. It's not. I think people should be more specific. If we're going to keep it real, let's keep it real. Because I'm going to definitely keep it real. Be specific. Which house is not represented? And I'll explain to you exactly, or Jason will explain to you exactly how come they're not in the group.
Some of the houses that they're asking about is the House of Christian, Omni, Extravaganza, Ninja,
okay, well, let's do one at a time. Christian was, we did put out, and I know for a fact that I typed it myself, that what houses were missing from what houses that we had. Okay, we got no representation, we got no kind of feedback from it, and I did put it out there that it was. And Jason, if I'm not telling the truth, please let me know I'm not telling the truth.
You know I have no problem telling you. No problem.
Okay.
But also to kind of piggyback off what Tony's saying, I don't want everybody in the chat room, the people that's listening to us, and when this show is archived, to think that just because a house does not have representation on it, that their views and opinions are being slighted. By no means necessary is that the mission of the group. And I don't want everybody also to start picking and make it a negative thing and make it seem as though, this group doesn't represent me and they forgot about me and what about me, what about me. It's just, collectively, these people in this room that are in this group who consist of outspoken legends and icons are, kind of heads on and very involved in every aspect of ballroom. And again, membership, as far as the group is concerned, as of Saturday, we will be taking other representation from other houses. So don't feel like your house is slighted or like you've been forgotten, because that's not the case.
Right, exactly. He got to the last part of what I was going to say. But every house that was not, that is not represented, was reached out to. Now, I don't know exactly what may have occurred, but we were on time constraints. Okay, everything has a time constraint, because the groups in the past who said they were going to do something or promised to do something, it just went on and on and on and on, and eventually people got frustrated, fed up, and just left. Now we had a collective group of people, strong wills, strong minds, out and very boisterous and boisterous, boisterous people who wanted to have something really, really, really truly done. So, you have time constraints to do things. It wasn't like, oh, I'll get to it. It was, no, we were already here, so let's get to it now. Why put off today what you can – why put off for tomorrow what you can do today? So
– Jason, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, we had some things that we wanted to do, and therefore, you had a few days to answer. If you didn't answer, we had to move on. Now, after we got, now we have a few things done. Within our first 2 months, as Jason stated, it has already been established through our minutes that we would reach out to those who were not represented. We are represented to be represented again, and if they don't reach out within a certain time frame, we have to move on. We can't just hold up something just because somebody wants to do it when they feel like doing it.
Okay, so is it safe to say, and the reason why I'm asking the questions is because I pretty much know the answers, but I'm just asking the questions based on the ones that are coming in. But is it safe to say, Tony and Jason, that we have reached out to everyone as far as the ballroom scene goes, as far as the community goes, but some people did step in, but a lot of people stayed very silent. A lot of people didn't meet the deadlines at some point. A lot of stuff was debated at times, and other people didn't voice their opinions, and they just kind of dwindled away from participating. But the show continued to go on as far as the movement went, as far as voting and agreeing, trying to agree on some of the topics. And I want everyone to understand that this is just not one topic. There has been many topics that we have been discussing and that you will be seeing in the future as well. But as far as the topics go, that it was really the one, that's why the room was changed to outspoken people that were speaking up on behalf of their beliefs in their community and within the community. Is it safe to say that is the reason why the movement did just move forward and some people may have been excluded?
Yeah.
Okay. another question that is arising, and then we also have a couple of more callers. I do see them. I will get to you in a second, other people from the room as well. Another question is, how did we pick and choose individuals from the house to represent in the room?
You want to take that, Jason?
We didn't really pick and choose. I think that it was people that, you know, at the end of the day, everybody when it comes to ballroom is not going to be as passionate as others. And, you know, I can use my house, for example. In the house of Prodigy, everyone knows that I'm very vocal. And everybody might not have the same passion or same driven on certain topics as I might have. Everybody knows that, you know, my overall father, Rodney, is very vocal and very strong in his opinions about certain things. So when it came to the, you know, the viewpoints of the House of Prodigy, Rodney and myself represent the House of Prodigy. At one time, you know, Man was in the group. Man, I did not participate in the group. So me and Rodney, you know, stayed and, you know, put our best foot forward and kind of, you know, got involved and made sure that it was working. So I don't think that it was, like, no kind of strategic picking. I think that it was just that the people that wanted to be involved and were about change, it just so happened that all these individuals that that are on this letter had kind of banded together to kind of unite to make a change in ballroom. I don't think it was about strategically picking or just, like, how did they get picked. It's just like, you know, many are born, few are chosen. These people were born.
I think that at one time, if I'm not mistaken, and Tony and Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, but because of the people that were participating and not participating, you had maybe three or four individuals from one house, one individual from another house. Wasn't it a time where I think Tony did ask everyone in the group to pick two people to represent from their house on behalf of the group itself when it came to voting and things of that sort? Isn't that what did take place?
Yeah, you're exactly correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly what took place. At first, it was several people from different houses, but then eventually, like you said, you can't. When you want to get something done, the more people you have in the pot, the less you can get accomplished. You're going to have to get it down to where you can have a small group of people can think. But the smallest you can possibly have in the group was times two of how many member houses, how many houses you have. I don't want to say active because it's not about being active. It's about being active within the ballroom scene, per se. So, therefore, you needed whatever, how many, just say it's 20 houses. It would have been 40 people. There's 32 people and there's 34 people in the room, so that means there's 17 houses represented. It should be 17 houses represented. So, or maybe it might be 16, but it should be 17. But nonetheless, that is how it's done, and it's two people from each house. And as I look at the membership again, it is the leaders of each and every single house. You know, it is either an overseer or a mother or father, but it's definitely someone who can disseminate the information properly. We also have a representative for trans men, for the trans men, which is house neutral, and we also have representatives who are in house, but we also have our fem queen representatives, because those would be the next topics that would be discussed, because they have some very serious issues with the scene. They would like to speak about, and who can speak better for that than Fem Queen.
And also, we have representation from the women's scene because Icon Jamie Blonick is a member of the group as well. So I think all aspects are covered as far as, you know, making sure that it was representation of the newer generation, the pioneering generation, the elder generation, the women, the trans men, and the fem queens.
Somebody type.
All right, somebody, it seems like somebody's texting from your phone. Please don't do that because it's kind of loud. Or maybe mute your phone if you're going to text because that is where we can hear your feedback. So, basically, well, we did touch upon that, so basically you guys can go through the archives on how the room was formed. Now, I want to touch upon really quickly as far as the ballroom status criteria and how that was formed and made, as well as the voting process on that as well. And I will say this, I want everyone to understand that once we did formulate the individuals that would be a part of the room representing for your house, the two individuals from the house, at that point, topics were made on what are some of the issues that need to be addressed in the ballroom. And one of the very first ones at that point was the deeming of status. And one of the words that kept popping up was deeming. And that's a word that we just don't even like, deeming. So we're trying to go with the term acknowledgement. Because the word deeming seems like it's just so tainted. It just doesn't seem like it's right. So we started coming up with the topic of acknowledging. How do we start to acknowledge individuals as far as stars, statements, legends, and icons go? So we started asking a lot of questions among people within the group, and a lot of suggestions started coming up. And I want to let, you know, Tony and Jason, talk about how the criteria was formed, where did it originate from, and things of that sort.
Well, the criteria originated a few years ago, actually. My father, Icon Jamal Milan, had a meeting in New York in attendance. I don't remember the attendance because I was not at the meeting, but I want to say Stuart was there along with Fred, James, Icon, and a few other people to kind of like, you know, kind of get on board with making some kind of criteria as to so everyone knew their place as far as being a star, a statement, a legend, and an icon. Everything that we kind of discussed in this group was adapted from the original draft that was created by him and other individuals at that leadership meeting that happened in New York. And from that, you know, things were taken away, things were added, things were put together that would make more logical sense as to, you know, how one received legendary status or when they received legendary status or how did a person become an icon? What were the reasons, in, you know, what were the reasoning behind them becoming an icon? So, you know, we discussed it, we debated, we, you know, had some healthy dialogue and arguments about the situation. And from that is, you know, what came about in the status criteria. Jasmine, I also wanted to add that maybe before we move forward with that, I think we should also read the acceptance process just that everybody can understand as they're reading along with us on the website as to what the acceptance process is, because I'm quite sure that there might be a lot of questions about that.
Do you think we should,
that's the main problem.
I understand. But do you think we should go into that right now? I just wanted to just let them understand where this originated from first before we got into the acceptance process. But I just wanted to let them know how we came up with this before we actually go into it a little more, because a lot of people are still asking, well, where did this all come from? So
yeah,
I just want to give them the answer on where it came from before we actually go into the criteria and stuff. And then the process on, or the process itself, and then we go into the criteria. So I just wanted you to bring up the, you know, Jamal, that issue, you know, as far as where it came from. And then, of course, we will go into the criteria itself and where that came from as well. But again, this all stems from Jamal Milan and what he, you know, originated, what he started a few years ago. But it just seemed like it just didn't get to where it should have been. Now, is it fair to say that the what Jamal brought up, was it tweaked a little bit, Tony and Jason? Was it tweaked a little bit, or is this the same original one that he gave us a few years ago?
It was tweaked a little bit. But
it was tweaked a little bit.
It was
go ahead, Tony.
Because it was tweaked before it got to this group. You have to realize this has been in the making for like 5 years, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Okay.
And it was talked about, but nobody wanted to write it up. Then he wrote it up. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, it was on Walk For Me Wednesday.
Yeah, it
that's
was.
How long, mm-hmm. That's how long ago it was around. So people have seen this. It's not nothing new to people who've been involved in for the past 5 years. You know, and I'm sure everybody had some time or another tapped into Walk For Me Wednesdays, and it truly was there, and he got a whole lot of accolades for it. Why it never progressed, I honestly cannot tell you, because I was not participating in those meetings at all. You know what I'm saying? I just believe that a lot of times, my personal opinion was that sometimes you have a lot of chiefs, not enough Indians, but if everybody's willing to be an Indian, you can get things accomplished. But it was never done. So by the time
we also have another panelist that is tuning in with us tonight, James Icon, you're on the air, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, James.
How are you doing, James?
James? I think that's James. James, yeah. James, you're on.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Hi,
James. Hi, everybody. What's up? I'm just listening to what's going on and stuff like that, you know, and then I like the vibe of it, so y'all can just continue. But leave me here because if something comes up that has to be addressed, I would like to address it along with my peer.
Okay, James, I'm not going to mute you or anything. I'm just going to leave you right here, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, Jason and Tony. I'm sorry.
I was done.
I was just telling you how long this has been in the air. It wasn't something that was just put together in a month and a half or willy-nilly. No, this is something that was thoroughly, thoroughly thought out, and a person took their time and effort when other people wouldn't sit down and just type it up. You know, so he typed it up, and it was given. It was passed out, and it was supposed to be voted on before, and various different groups had it, and nobody did anything with it. So this time, since this group wanted to make sure that it was being serious and being taken and not being taken as a joke, you know, he presented it again. Now, it was minor tweaks to it, but it was very, very, very minor, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, at this point now, we take Jamal's vision. We post it in the room. We have discussions about it. We have debates about it. We also take actually the acceptance process, which we are going to talk about in a second. And we take them and we put them together and we create the criteria. At that point, everyone was asked that is a part of the group to vote on it. Do they feel that this is something that we need to move forward with? At times, some questions did arise and there were some issues that were debated. And if anything needed to be touched upon or tweaked, it was done at that time. Once it was finally formed, everyone, again, was asked to vote on it, and everyone did start voting. At times, a lot of people didn't have anything to say. A lot of times, people did vote, but, you know, did they understand what they were voting? I can't say that. We all were told by a certain date to vote on this so we can move forward. That date came, the voting process went into effect, and it was finalized. So that's where we stand with this. Over the weekend, we did decide that over this weekend we were going to put it into play, deciding on creating a website, making sure that it was released and going viral, especially today, doing a radio show so that it can be archived for future reference, as well as letting it be released out to all the parents, as well as the people in the group, and also to touch up on it this weekend at the event. So that is exactly how all this was formed. And it went viral today, and that is why we are here. So, Jason, now I'm going to let you go into the acceptance portion.
I have a question before you do that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it's safe to say that everybody whose signature is on the front page was in agreement to this new structure, which I'm not opposed to it, but I'm just saying everybody whose name is on here were aboard.
Yes.
Or at least the majority.
Right.
Yes. Well, whenever something came to vote, or just to give you a little back history, it was never a situation where, like, it was like, oh, no one agreed, or it was either all or nothing. For the most part, like Jasmine said, if there was disagreements with something that was typed or something that was put to vote, we went back. I personally went back, rewrote it, and reconfigured it, and then re-asked the group again if they wanted to move forward. And all the signatures that's on the welcome page and on this letter, all the people that's on that signature did agree upon this status criteria.
Okay. Thank you.
Tony Reslon, I'm going to try to bring you on again. Tony Reslon, are you there?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Donnie. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm sorry. I called at 10 o'clock. Jasmine, the call back, and I'm out with a bunch of people right now. So that's why I had long. I'm sitting in the car right now, and
okay.
I was listening to some of the stuff.
So, Tony, I don't know if I did see your number come on back and forth a couple of times, but I'm just going to give you an update really quickly. What we have done so far is we did go over the welcome page on the criteria. Jason read it word for word. We also did touch up and let the people know how the Real Spoken Legends and Icons group was formed. We also did go into the process of the people and how they were a part of the voting process, as far as them being in the group and how two individuals from each house are representing. We also went into where the criteria came from, and now Jason is going to go into the acceptance process, which is the second tab on the ballroomstatus.com. So again, go to ballroomstatus.com, and we are on the acceptance process. And Jason, I'll let you go ahead and read that.
Would you mind muting everybody again?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I'm going to mute everyone so Jason can have a clear background, and then I will unmute everyone again. So I'm muted, Jason. Okay, 1 second, Jason.
Okay.
Tony, TJ, and now I'm going to mute myself, and then you can go ahead. So go ahead.
Okay, the acceptance process. Once a person reaches the point where he or she feels they should have an acknowledgement in their status, the individual will bring it to the attention of his or her house parents. The house parents will be required to then submit a resume of this said individual. Once the house parents complete this step, these parents will bring it to the attention of the legends and or icons for their category for discussion. In some cases, the said up-and-coming legendary person might not even have to bring it to their house parents because he or she will have already met the requirements of a legendary person and will be acknowledged as such during awards ball season. For those who are in question in regards to status, those legends and icons of the said category will bring it to the icon committee for discussion and approval. Once that is done, the location of the status acknowledgments will take place throughout awards ball season, starting at the Atlanta Awards Ball in Atlanta, Georgia. This will give all ballroom participants a chance to fairly be acknowledged regardless of their place of residence. At the time of acknowledgement, all of the active legends and icons within the said category will come together unified to embrace the newly acknowledged legends. When it comes to icon acknowledgement, this will be handled and discussed by the icon committee only, but acknowledgement will take place in the same way it does for the legends. For example, when the legend has reached the requirements of an icon, the icons will discuss and debate and have final consensus over the potential icon candidate. In some cases, the said legend might meet the requirements of an icon earlier than 20 years, and in that case, the icon committee will make the decision collectively as to proceed with acknowledgement of icon status before the 20-year mark.
Okay, now I'm unmuting everyone. TJ, Tony Milan, RR, Marquise, James Icon, and Tony Revlon. You guys are back on the air. So there you have it. That is the acceptance process. You guys have tuned in and heard it. It will be archived as well on the show. It will be the featured episode as well. You can always tune in to Blog Talk Radio /TensorShop and look for the featured episode on the top of the page if you guys need to hear someone read it for you, if you guys are not understanding what you're seeing on the website.
But if you want, Jasmine, I can give some backstory about how that came about, too.
Yes, we definitely will. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The acceptance process came into play because Terry Revlon had suggested that there be some kind of way that we would, you know, make the house parents be responsible for, you know, kind of, instead of people running around saying, oh, I should be a legend, you know, kind of having the house parents being responsible for it, and then the house parents bring it to the legends or icons and then discuss it. To take it even a step further, Harold had also drafted an idea that was kind of similar to Terry's, and we just combined it, both of those ideas together. We fine-tuned them a little bit. But in the acceptance process, if you guys have read along with me, or you can also go back to ballroomstatus.com, you'll see that there's a check and balance for each thing, starting off with the individuals who might feel as though they should be legendary. They go to their house parents. Their house parents, and in turn, create a resume and submit it to the legends of their person's category. So, for example, if the person is wanting to be deemed legendary for faith, they will go to their house parents. Their house parents will then come to myself, Tony Revlon, Whitney, Stewart, the people who are legends and icons of their category. We will discuss it amongst ourselves and then pass it on to the icon committee. In some cases, you will have individuals who don't even need to have a resume or don't even need to say anything to their house parents, because during awards ball season, their acknowledgement will already be formulated and be in process. And then the same thing goes for the icon status as well.
Tony Revlon, I know that you're only, you're limited because of, you're out and about. Did you want to say anything? I don't want to ever let you feel that you're just sitting here.
No, I'm listening. He's reading out the stuff. I guess everything I would have to say, I'll say it Saturday, face-to-face with everybody that's going to be at the bowl.
Okay. So I'm just going to leave you right there, and you can just speak whenever you want. Tony Milan, did you want to touch up on anything that Jason just said?
No, actually, no. He explained it.
Okay. Now, as far as RR, Jason, Icon, anything?
No, I'm good.
No, because we all agreed upon it, and it's a good format. And I just want to say, kudos to Terry Harold for working on that, and Jason and Tony, refining it, Jamal's criteria. It's just really, it just fits everything that's going on right now, and I think it will bring some sort of harmony within the ballroom once this is put into place. And just to piggyback off of what Jason said, it is the responsibility of house parents and leaders to make sure that their, members are following these criteria.
Okay. Now, before we go into questions in reference to the criteria and stuff, Jason, do you think we should read the statement, star, legend, icon qualifications and stuff, or should we just take some questions?
I think we should just take questions. I think the main bulk of the questions was going to come from, people wondering where this group came from, who are the people that are in this group, what is the acceptance process. I think the star statement, legend, and icon thing pretty much is self-explanatory. But if there are questions for it, I'm sure we have
the
problem.
Can I say something? I think for the illiteracy of a lot of the kids in the ballroom scene, that it's important for us to just, well, I shouldn't say us because I'm not a part of the group, but I am a part of the ballroom community. But I think it's important that everything gets read, so that way in the archives it can say everything was read verbatim.
Okay. All right. So then before we take any questions, we're just going to read them really quickly. Jason, did you want to start off with Star?
Yeah, I can start off with Star. Star.
Okay.
Star, you are a beginner in your category.
Hold on, Jason. I'm going to mute everyone for a few minutes so we can just get that out the way really quickly, and then we can go into all the questions, concerns, comments, or anything like that that you guys may have. So, Jason, you can go right ahead and start reading.
Okay. Star, you are a beginner in your category or talent. Anyone that walks virgin in our regular categories for 1 to 2 years or more, you are just learning your talents, whether it's DJing, commentating, or category. You have won major balls in that time frame. You have made it to the last battle and are left a memorable impression on the runway. You have created a ballroom buzz about yourself, and people are noticing you. You are a star.
Give me 1 second so I can put this mystery.
Okay, so that is Star. Now we're going to move on to statement. Go ahead, Jason.
Statement, you are admired for your category or talent. You have walked one or more categories and have been doing your talent for 3 to 5 years or more. You have won a lot of major balls in that time frame. You have You may have or may have not received honorary ballroom awards for your contributions to the scene. You have made it to the last battle and or created memorable moments in ballroom. On the ballroom runway within that time frame. You are becoming well-known in the ballroom scene. You may have may not judge a major or mini ball. You are paying your dues, earning respect and recognition in the ballroom scene for your wins and the moments that you have created for the runway for your talent and or category.
Okay. And now we will go to Legend.
Okay.
Excuse me. Legend. You are a master of your talent or category. You have conquered your talent or one or more categories for 6 to 10 years or more. You have won major balls in that time frame from state to state. You are looked at as a leader by your peers. You are very well known in the ballroom scene for the many wins and many moments that you have created on the runway for your category or talent. You may or may have not been a parent of a house or a parent in a house. You may have or may have not judged major and mini balls. You may have or may not have thrown major or mini balls. You may have or may have not have accomplishments outside of the ballroom scene that pertain to your category or talent. You may have or may have not received honorary ballroom awards for your contributions in the scene. You can still walk and win balls or make it to the last battle over the old/new competition in your category to this day. Your name is in the ballroom household name based off the things that you have done on the runway. You are often intimidated by others, spoken highly of, or even feared when it comes to your talent/category because of all the things that you have accomplished with it. You are a legend.
Okay. Okay. And the last one, Icon.
Give me 1 second.
My computer, boom.
Okay. I'm just waiting for it to load.
Okay.
Icon, you are the blueprint of your talent in all category. You have been involved in the ballroom scene for 20 years and beyond. You go above and beyond the affiliation of your house and concentrate on the bettering of the overall ballroom community. You have won countless trophies throughout the years for one or more categories. You do not have to walk balls anymore if you do not want to because you have created a ballroom legacy of your own within the ballroom scene. You have received honorary ballroom awards for your contributions in the scene. You are often intimidated by others, spoken highly of, and or even feared when it comes to your talent or category because of all of that you have done with it. You have created a legacy within your talent or category, and you have created a legacy within the ballroom scene in or the LGBT community. You are very well respected and looked at in the highest regard by many of your peers. You are a pioneer within your talent or category in or in the ballroom scene. You have gone above and beyond for your talent or category or even changed the game when it comes to your category or talent. Your name is and will forever be stamped within the ballroom scene based off wins, moments, accomplishments, and legacy that you have created within the ballroom scene for your talent or category. You are an icon.
Okay. I am unmuting everyone. TJ, Tony, RR, Marquise, James, Icon, and Tony Revlon. All right, there you have it. It is confirmed. It is archived around the 11:30 mark of the show, basically within the first hour and a half of the show. So you guys have it there if you need to go back to the archive and listen to the show.
I'd just like to commend all of you guys for doing such an impeccable job with the structure of this format, and I think that this format was long overdue, and I give all of you guys kudos because you did a wonderful job, and I commend you. I really do.
Thank you.
Now we're going to open the floor for questions. I'm giving you a couple of feedback from people, but if you guys are on the phone line and you have questions, please press 1 for our panel, and then we're going to try to keep it very minimum as far as drama goes, If you guys are on the in the chat room and you have questions, please tune in and send your questions over. And if you guys are on Facebook and want to send over questions as well, you can do so. If you want to send them over to the panelists directly, if they have their Facebook open, or you can send them over to me and I will ask the question. Now, TJ, I know you were the first one that did have a question, so you can go ahead right there.
Okay. Back to the original thing that I said when I first
read. Hold on a second. If somebody's listening from a computer.
That's Kelly being shady. Kelly, that's who I'm with, Kelly. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, back to us. When I first read this, and a few of my peers, we read it. The reason why we're teasing it seems like a complication.
I can't hear her.
Okay, I don't know where that feedback is coming from. Okay, go ahead, TJ.
Okay. When you first read this and you really get into what it's saying, for someone to think that they deserve a status, they then need to first approach their house parent or leader in the house. And then the house parent or leader will then approach a legend or someone in that category to ask about someone's status. And then that person will then go to another person. This feels like it's a job application. You're going through a first interview, a second interview, final interview, then you'll get it. Then the problem with that is half the people that got statuses now, y'all barely don't even see for their statuses. So we go ask someone with the status whose status is questioned first, what do you feel about my status? The second thing that I think is going to come up with is you're about to have a whole bunch of house parents and leaders running up to y'all saying, this person needs to be legendary. This person needs to be legendary. My child's been walking for 10 years. Well, my child's won a 1,000-mile category. Your child might have been walking for 6 years. Mine should be legendary before yours should be legendary. I just think this is about to lead to a whole other big mess.
So I just want to ask you a question.
I want to say something when you get done, Tony.
Yeah, I just want to ask you a question. You really, I mean, I'm being honest with you. You really think that the people in this community are that, like, ignorant. I mean, really and truthfully, my cup is half full with this. You understand? Honestly, it is. For my house alone, and I can only speak right now for my house because I haven't had any influx of anything. Knowing exactly, reading it properly and understanding it and or asking questions they need to ask questions, I've only had two people come to me.
Okay, Karen, I say something now. Tony, I'm going to say something concerning the first thing he said. What TJ is saying, he's not saying nothing about the criteria. One thing that I would say to you, TJ, that concerning what you just said about people coming to other people that's icons and legends that the ballroom scene do not see, I would say this to you, all that is going to be taken care of also. But I do understand exactly what you're saying, and you do have a point there. So all that will be taken care of also.
I want to reference something back to you as well. If you go back to the welcome page on the letter, initially, I'm going to read it to you again. It says that we do realize in the past mistakes were made in questions and concerns puzzling the community at large in regards to deeming of status. We cannot correct those mistakes nor change the outcomes of them. But moving forward, this newly adopted acknowledgement process will help ensure a better ballroom experience for everyone. I do get what you're saying, TJ, but again, that by you going to your house parents, by your house parents then going to the legends and icons within that said category, you know, it's a check and balance. So it doesn't just stop with the legends and icons of that category. It then goes to a higher icon committee. It may seem like a job application, but at the end of the day, this is needed because it's a check and balance. A lot of times when, you know, lately, in the past couple of years, people were given status and people felt like, you know, they were slighted or it was done unfairly. Whoever got status now, they got their status. There's nothing that can be done about that. And instead of dwelling on it, we're going to just move forward. And by moving forward, if you know your house parents have to go to this person that's legendary for a category, and the ballroom, I mean, I think they're a legend. They're a legend. They're gonna go to that person, and then that legend will go to the icons, and just move forward. There's no need to dwell on the whole back issue of it. I totally understand where you're coming from, though. But you know, we just want to move forward. We don't want to talk about what happened already.
Okay, now, Jack, I'm gonna ask you. I want to ask any legend icon on this panel a quick question.
I'm sorry, CJ. I unlike them, I honestly did not understand your question. I'm not gonna lie to you. So personally, for me, so I could gather understand it because that's what it is. What exactly is like? Like I just want to understand so I have the right thing in my head. If I hear it again, I can have the same answer. Because I hate when you give one person answer, then you turn around and be a different answer a few months down the road. You follow what I'm saying?
Well, maybe this is what I'm saying. As a house child, so I'm gonna take it in my house first, for example.
Right.
Scooby Willis. I'm supposed to go ask Janice, who is my house mother.
Uh-huh.
I've been walking off for so many years. I think it's time for me to be legendary. Then she's supposed to then go to Pampers and say, Pampers, well, TJ feels he should be legendary. What do you think? Let's have a discussion on this. Then we'll leave Pampers and go to Andre Jackson on the Icon Legend. Well, hey, what do y'all feel? That's crazy, because back in the day, I don't know, I can't really say this. I don't know how many people ask for status. You should not be asking for a status. It should be given to you. You should not have to go beg somebody for a status. So I could have sworn that's what happened with all the people who got deemed. They begged for a status and kissed ass and somebody gave it to them.
Right. I was under the impression.
Go ahead.
Now, if I'm not mistaken from what I'm hearing, now I'm speaking to you and now I'm speaking to Jason or anybody else. So basically now, I'm going to understand it as well too, because I think this is what I was getting. So sometimes we all have to learn. We all have to work together to try to understand. Your house, whoever the leader is of your house, and however your name would get to the panel, whatever they go through in your house, but it would come from there straight to the, from my understanding, straight to the committee. Where did he's telling me about all these different people. And that's why I'm lost at now, because he got me lost.
No. Well, just going, Tony, just from going off what this said, and I'm reading it, we're supposed to approach our house parents or leaders first. The house parents would then be required to submit a resume of the individual to the or icon of that category. And then the band legend or icon would then submit it to the ROSO. And then it's going to be a big thing at the next awards ball. It's going to be a yay or a nay, which to me is, and to a lot of people, is more so seeming like a job application. You fill out an application, it goes to the hiring manager, the assistant manager, a third interview, and then you find out if you got it or not.
But you do understand that this is not a process that happens every month, right? It's happening only at certain balls.
It's going to be award season, which is basically the first 4 to 5 months of the year, correct?
I know. I'm assuming it's going to be the award. Well, it's a right. So by that time, we should have a whole bunch of people to go through. It's not really. It's not going to. It shouldn't take that long.
But
it just seems like a lot of processes.
Somebody's
phone really has bad feedback, and if you are on speaker, please get off the speaker. If you are by a computer, please turn your computer down, or I'm going to have to mute individuals one by one, and we'll probably be here all night if we do that. So please, because this is important, please get off of speaker and get away from the computer so we can listen to the topic at hand. Jason, before you say anything, I just want to say to TJ, bottom line, for legendary status, there are 13 criteria in there. So I think that if you qualify, or an individual does qualify in those 13, then there really should be no question asked, as long as that individual does meet those requirements. I see what you're saying as far as it may turn into, oh, I got to get the approval of this, I got to get the approval of that. But once you do meet those requirements, then it really shouldn't matter who you present it to because it is official. But go ahead, Jason.
That's what I was going to say, TJ. It's not in all cases. Again, it says in the acceptance process that in some cases, the said up-and-coming legendary person might not even have to bring it to your house, parents, because during the awards ball season that's coming up, you will already be acknowledged as such. I think that sometimes there are people who, how do I word this, get ahead of themselves and think they should be something before they're supposed to be. So in those cases, that's when the house parents would then bring it to the icons or legends of that said category, and it will be a process. But also to piggyback, I know sometimes when children in the ballroom scene go to their house parents themselves would tell them, no, you're not ready yet. No, it's not your time yet. I just think that, that's the bottom line. That sometimes the parents will say to you directly, no, it's not your time yet, or okay, or, you know, or whatever, and then move forward with the process. I just don't think that it's going to happen like that for every person. It's going to be, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. Oh, it's a job application. Like, no. Like, you know, that's getting too literal for this.
And can I make a small, can I just say one thing? You made a, TJ, you made a statement. You said that they would wait until the awards ball, and then you won't know if you got it or not, or if it was a chop. And I'm not sure of that format, but I'm almost sure they're not going to wait till you get to a function and then embarrass you in front of everybody. I'm quite sure your house mother or father would get noticed before the event if you're going to be nominated or whatever the case may be. If I'm not mistaken, y'all please correct me.
I think you're absolutely correct. I know you're absolutely correct.
But the whole bottom line of it is, it seems to me as if, I don't know, maybe me personally, I'm only speaking for me, if I'm interpreting this right, it's like people are about to now have to basically beg to be acknowledged for a status. If you want us, that's what it's given. You're going to fill this information out to bring it to your attention. It should not be something someone has to bring to your attention. If they're doing it and got all the criteria, you should see this when they're on the floor. You should see all of this criteria.
But, teacher, you're answering your own question. If you follow the star statement and legend criteria that's on this website, if you read it, if you meet all those qualifications, you won't need to go to your parents.
No.
You won't need to go to, you won't need to do none of that, because when it comes time for the awards ball season, you'll be acknowledged. It won't be a situation where it's a, oh, child, I got to get ready to go to these legends and they trying me. It won't be that, because you would have already met all the criteria of being a legendary person, so it would be no question.
Right. Nobody's going to say no if you meet the criteria. We can't say no. That's the purpose of it being in hard format, so that you can see, okay, if you got five criteria and you meet all five criteria, if once it gets to us, we can't say no because you meet the criteria. It's just so that everybody knows what's going on. We got to get a chance to get the legends or the icons, whatever, of your category together. So, I mean, make sure that they know that this is going to happen, want them to be embraced at the, you know, you want to feel welcome. You don't just want to get something and not feel welcome by your peers. That's a part of acknowledgement.
Let me just
as
say this. So what,
I'm
sorry, Tony. I apologize.
That's okay. No,
so what
sorry.
You might want to, CJ, what you might want to do, is it TJ or CJ?
TJ.
All right, TJ, what you might want to do too, like, say for instance you want to do that and you go to your house mother, which is Jamie, you said. You say, Jamie, I've met all of these qualifications.
Jamie.
Okay. You say, I've met all of these qualifications. I think that I'm ready for my status. She looks at the qualifications, and then she says to you, you know what you did? All right, I'm going to put this in. They probably already are going to recognize you, but I'm just going to follow protocol and send it through. You see, wouldn't that make it a lot easier for you?
I see what you're saying, but I don't know, maybe to me, it just seems to me as if it's like someone about to have to bid. Maybe that's just the way I'm looking at it and reading it.
I'm going to say something here in the lines also. Your house parents should be able to, without even you saying anything, but with this criteria, they should be able to now look at their children and say, and I'm not saying Janice doesn't do this, and I'm not even talking about you in general. I'm talking about house parents overall. They should be able now to look at this criteria for not just legend, but stars and statements and say,
Now there is room for my children to grow, and they should be submitting this also without even asking. You know, like a manager submitting to the boss that you need to be promoted or you need to have a raise or things of that sort. They should be submitting it as well. I don't think it's always going to be left up to the child begging someone, you know, their house parents for status. I think it's now an open platform for you to understand what the criteria are and what they need, you know, what or what you may be lacking, and you may meet all the requirements, but then maybe you're missing in one or two areas, and now your house parent can say, baby, listen, you got two more to go. This is what I want you to do this year. I need you to go throw a ball or two. I need you to do this or that or two, and now next year I can put you in or things of that sort. I think it really gives people something to look forward to instead of looking at it at a negative way, stating that, oh, we're going to have to beg. I think it also just gives people something to look forward to. Like Tony said, if you meet them, there should be no questions asked at all. What is someone going to say if you meet all the requirements? No one can say anything.
Right.
I see what you're saying. And also, JD should see me if she says she's in queue from the 248 number. She wants to come on the line, too.
Okay, well, we're going to bring her on in a few. I want to take a couple of questions that have been sent over to me from the chat room as well as on Facebook. I think we answered this question. James can just bring this up. If you happen to be a house parent waiting, wanting to elevate to legend status, do you just go straight to the icon? So if you already are a parent, who do you reach out to? I guess, and if I'm mistaken, please let me know, Tony, Jason, James. If you are a house parent and you meet all the requirements, yes, you should be reaching definitely out to everyone. You met the requirements, then reach out to the icons or the group or whatever and let them know. Follow the criteria, the acceptance process, and you take it from there. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay. Another question that came out was, let's see. So the icons who aren't a part of the group, how will you get their buy-in on this? Because truthfully, any icon can deem anyone really. No, they can't. So did you guys hear that? No, they can't. So if you are an icon, it's now a process. No one is going to be doing any type of not deeming, acknowledging on their own. They will be taking it and sharing it with their fellow icons as well, as far as the process goes, again, with the co-acceptance. So that answers that question. And we are going to go to a couple of callers now. If you guys have any questions in the chat room or on Facebook, please send them over. The first caller we have is Jay Rocker on the air.
How you doing tonight, Jasmine?
Hi, K-Rock. How are you?
Doing good. I'm just not understanding the part about asking the part. If I'm getting this right, if this just don't make sense. I feel like if I'm in the ballroom scene and I'm out there doing my thing, I don't care how long it takes me to become legend or whatever, how come I just can't do my thing from state to state and let an icon, the icons, the legends see me, know my name to where they feel I should be a legend? Or if I get on Iconic Statics, be an icon, why do I have to go? Because y'all don't understand what kind of can of worms y'all about to open with this new generation. Y'all need to study their mindset. Now everybody is supposed to say, oh, I've been walking for this many years. Mama, can you put me up? Can you put, no. Your mother should be able to come to you and say, J-Rock, you've been walking and the icons and the legends have spoken and they have seen you. They want to acknowledge you. And that should be something that you are proud of because you're like, dang, I did my thing, at least for somebody to see. You know what I'm saying? Rather than me saying, I think I should be, because this new generation, they all think they should be legends. They think they came out 2, 3, 4 years. They all think they should be legends. So
can
I'm
I
not understanding
something?
That part.
So wait.
So,
I don't think that we're opening up a new can of worms. I think we're putting the lid on the can that has already been opened.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, so, and that being said is that, you know, let's take it back even to TJ. With stuff like that, no one is asking per se, oh, I want to be a legend. First of all, it is the job of your chapter parents or your overall parents to recognize you, as we're saying. You know, we have to put a cap on what's going on. So they have to, they're the ones, this is their job. You understand what I'm saying? Of nurturing you and letting you know if it's your time or not, or you keep on going. Now, they may think that it may be your time. So that application process that we're speaking of is what is the criteria of them thinking that you are now ready to become legendary. It's not so much you, the child yourself, your member yourself. It's really your parents' responsibility to push you into that direction. And if you're not ready, also this criteria is also for them to let you know maybe you're not ready as well. Like,
so where you're laughing
before.
At.
Right, when you're not even, you know what I'm saying? Let's not even, you're just not ready yet, and explain to you why you're not ready. I wouldn't even use lacking, why you're not ready yet. You know what I'm saying? And that is their job, because that is the job of every leader and mother and father of a house. We have to put a cap on a new generation, because like you said, they all want to become legendary in 2 or 3 years. Again, bam, here's the criteria. The mother and the father of the house is explaining to them what the criteria is. This is a guideline of what is going on.
Wait a minute,
one more thing, though. If you, we have to have everybody willing to try to make it work in order to make it work. Like, I understand the concerns and everything like that, but also, if you don't give it a try first before you already put the doubt in, how are we going to accomplish it? We need everybody on board with it.
Can I ask you a question?
Well,
Let me say this. Isn't it when they have the Ball Awards, don't they ask in every state for the mothers and fathers to submit the names of the kids in their house who have of the
right.
year?
Yeah,
you're
it's right.
the same process.
There you go. There you
it's
go.
Same
it's the same process.
Process.
All right, well, James, I'm going to say something to J-Rock, and I'm going to say something to TJ, because I heard what they said. I would say this. The reason, and I do understand y'all, but what we are trying to do at this present time is fix what's already been messed up. Like, if you do this process, you never have to worry about someone being a legend and you have people saying that they're not legend. You don't have to worry about someone being an icon, and you don't have to worry about people saying, I don't see that icon. This is going to stop that. Now, such as TJ, like you said, like years ago, the ballroom scene was not this large. The ballroom scene
right.
was outrageous. Now, we have
right.
balls everywhere.
Everywhere.
So therefore, back in the day, TJ, yes, Paris, Peppa, Angie, and all them will give us to us because it was only in New York. So now by people making and breaking rules of one person deeming someone when other icons and other legends did not see them, this is going to stop that part right there.
Right. And it'll kind of take away the focus of wanting to be acknowledged and try to steer it back to the spirit of competition. You know what I'm saying? You don't really have to worry about, you know, because TJ and the other young man, sometimes you be at balls and people scream legend. You turn to your girlfriend, you get like, what? You know what I'm saying? So that will stop, you know, because there's a process in place.
Well, I got one thing. This is what I'm saying, though. This is all I'm saying. I understand what y'all are saying, but when you write something down and you write it and it's in the rules, it's kind of take a page from the United States Navy. They have one sailor of the year, one, over the whole nation, one sailor of the year. Now, that sailor of the year did not know he was going to be sailor of the year. He didn't know they were submitting him for sailor of the year. It's just that his command had to send it all the way up to Washington, and they acknowledged it. Now, when you put it in the rules, you go tell your father submitted, that's giving error. It's just making a bunch of chaos. That's what I'm saying. It should
no,
be
it's
doing
a
all
handle on it.
So
let me ask you a question. I don't know who's talking because the accent is close. So you think it's okay, but you're okay with it being the way it is now where you can just ask, kiss somebody or sleep with somebody and you get a status? That works.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. See, y'all missing.
Yes or no?
No, that's not the way it is. That's the right.
Okay.
Okay, let me just get this clear. I'm saying, me personally, let me speak for myself. If I'm on the ballroom scene, I am not just to sit up here. I don't feel like if somebody, I feel like if I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm going from state to state, and I'm walking, and I kind of are starting to know my name, legends are starting to know my name, you know, they're starting to see my work, they should be already coming down the chain of command saying, hey, that's your child. Who is that? We want to acknowledge him. Not
but we
are.
That won't stop. But Jason said that earlier. He said even still, those that are not submitted are still being looked upon. That process is not going to end at all. We're still going to do that as well.
James, the only reason why J-Rock did. A person will have to go through a process as if they're it's a question. Sometimes you have people who have been walking balls for 14 years, and they may not have ever acquired anything besides being a statement. And they may go to their parent and say, I'm going to use Janice, since Janice's name was just brought up. Janice, Mom, I've been walking balls since 1992, and I should be a legend. And Janice will say, okay, well, I'm going to submit it to the Icons and Legends and see what they think. Now, it's a case-by-case situation. It's not going to happen for everybody. Again, sometimes you don't even have to go to your parents because when it comes time for you to be acknowledged, the Icons are watching. The Legends are watching. We see what you do. There's YouTube. We are at the balls. There are ball DVDs. There are different groups that promote. We see stuff. We know what's going on.
It goes on every day.
Every day, so we know what's going to happen. And when it's your time, it is your time. And you will know it's your time.
And to add on to that, you have to understand something. There's not only one region on this group. There are people from various different regions. So, therefore, if you know who's in the group, which I'm sure that eventually we'll get to that, that's one thing that has been forgotten. Well, no, I take that back. It's one thing. If you see a person that's in your region, that's in that group, you can also go to them, and they can also make us aware that this person is coming up. But for whatever legend or icon or whatever it is, they're getting ready to come up for it, and then we'll know to keep an eye out on that person. That's not a very typical process. See, everybody has to take their time out and do their job. Every single person that's involved, from the walk-up all the way up to the committee, they have to do their job. And that's just the bottom line. You have to put a little bit of faith and a little bit of trust in something that's new. I understand that it's new and it's foreign to everybody, but trust me, sometimes a little bit of change, and we take it step by step. We're not saying that it's perfect, but we don't know what the faults are going to be just yet. But and it will be a fault, but it will be quickly and immediately corrected.
All right, caller, do me a favor. Again, it's getting kind of loud in your background, so please kind of fix that. I'm getting a lot of hit up. We're going to go to J-Rock. Thank you for your message. Please press 1 to get out of post queue and come back on in a few or send me a message on Facebook on the chat room when you want to come back on. But I want to just take a couple of other callers as well. Janice Mizrahi, you're on the air. Janice? I think I have the right number. Yeah, Janine. TJ, I don't know if that's the right number. No, that is not the right number. I'm sorry. Let's go to the other callers. Tell Janine to please press 1. 215-856, you are on the air. 215-856. Okay, caller, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to hang up on you to make room for other people. 267-254, you're on the air.
Jasmine, this is me, Marquise. I already got disconnected.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marquise. Did you have any questions really quickly?
Not really, but I had one thing. It's a kind of minor thing. I just wanted to know, so did y'all just throw out the up-and-coming legend status, or that's just nothing no more?
There is nothing.
That's been there forever.
I thought the up and coming was the ones who are the ones that are being considered.
Right. Up and coming has always been around. We just don't say it as much no more. But up and coming has always been an acknowledgement.
I think what Marquise is asking is there a criteria for someone who's up and coming? And Marquise, to answer your question, no. Once you start, it's almost like a checkpoint. Once you start checking off the things that's on that list to be legendary, that's when you'll know you're up and coming. So once you complete the criteria for being a legend, then you will be acknowledged as such. But there was never an up and coming criteria. Like there was never such thing as, oh, I'm up and coming. No, it was just happened that, you know, the legends or icons or commentators at that time recognized you for your exceptional skill and talent, and they called you up and coming.
Right.
Okay, guys, please work with me on the background noise. Please work with me on the background noise. 347-269, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. How we are? This is Nicole. Hi,
hey,
Father
Nicole.
Tony. Hi, Tony.
Hey.
How are you? I was listening to since the beginning of time, and Tony Malone, I really want to commend you. I really got a kick out of what you said about checking your egos at the door, I guess for my own personal reason, because it's so much bigger than us, and that's a great way of starting it. And I applaud all of y'all that y'all got together and did that to do this, and it looks fab. My question would be, though, okay, I think what, as the kids are asking, when Jason read that, I think what we need to reframe away from saying that, well, if you think that you legendary, go to your thing. Because, yes, then you will get a bunch of people who think that they was legendary or they have done it long enough or they have shut down a couple of balls that they should be legend. I think that should be up to the parents and to, like, if James Icon, if he sees someone in Jasmine House, and maybe Jasmine hasn't, you know, for whatever reason, haven't mentioned it. And he's an icon, and he goes and mentions it to Jasmine, and this is how it come about. I don't think the children should be able to just keep coming and thinking that they're going to fill out an application. The application has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with y'all. It's just their name. But the question most that I had that I had written down, because I had went past it, okay, y'all got this format. The foundation is solid. The foundation is there. Y'all going to build on it. But there are still leaks and cracks. And in order to move forward, you have to fix the thing that has been steering me about. So now, are y'all willing or ready to deem 20 people that has been completely disacknowledged and should be either an icon or legend before we even move on to putting this new, you know, the new generation and the new kids that have been coming along and have been walking for 4 and 5 years, but the people that we have not acknowledged because there were no criteria like this, there, are y'all willing to go back or are y'all going to go back with the same thing, checking your egos at the door, no shade, and do what they, was supposed to be done for those people that did it and had not said nothing?
For me, I have no problem with that. All I have to do is know the names. The information is there. The information is there. As a matter of fact, most of the time, especially with the icon and legend, I'm almost sure that I would automatically know them. And if I don't, I'm sure that someone can. Well, I mean, you would know them. If you reach the level of icon status, obviously we would know you. So my whole point is, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think it's about the numbers, personally speaking. I think it's just about it being done correctly. I think that's what the whole thing was all about. I don't think it's going to be like the Oscars, like you can only have a certain set number of people because they only have a certain set number of categories.
And
not
just
for
to
me.
Take
I mean,
off what Tony was saying, Nicole, this is Jason talking, that at the end of the day, yes, you know, there are going to be people who might have been left out or might have been slighted or whatever. But as long as they meet the criteria bullet points that's on here, then I don't think anyone will have a problem or anyone would even question, you know, a person being deemed legendary or, you know, a person becoming an icon or what have you. And again, I'll keep referencing back to this because I want you guys to, not so much you, Nicole, because I know you read it, but go back to borrowstatus.com and just read that small little portion in the paragraph that states that, you know, we do realize that in the past we made mistakes and questions and concerns puzzled everyone about, you know, the deeming of status. And we cannot correct those mistakes nor, the, you know, change the outcomes of them. All we can do is move forward to create a better experience for everyone. That's all that this group is trying to accomplish.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. I'm sorry I got to mute you and go to the next couple of callers. Press 1 for me again if you want to come back on. We're going to go to Janice Mizrahi. I know she's been having problems with the phone, and she's been waiting for a while. Janice, you're on.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hey, baby.
I've discussed this with my kids. I choose to be very open and honest, and my TJ getting the new overseer position or whatever, I talked with him, and we real a tight-knit family up here. So we had this discussion earlier on the topic and everything, and TJ was filling us in. And earlier, a lot of the people that called in with the same questions that I did, but hearing it said and reiterated and stuff like that, I have a better understanding. But my question to everybody is, how are we going to be able to guarantee the respect of it? Because we all can sit here on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and be civil and make so much sense. But when you get those people to the balls and you get the coke get to flying and the drinks get to going and the pills get to popping and the weed get to smoking, like a lot of times to me, respect seems to fly out the window. So my only question is, what are we going to set forth in order for it to be respected across the board? Because for the longest time, that's what we had to fight. And I'm saying we as far as Midwesterners, and also just being from like cities like Detroit and Chicago and stuff, we had to really fight and press our way through for our respect and for our acknowledgement. And for the longest time, it was not respected and it was not acknowledged. So that's my only question that kind of keeps puzzling in my head. I like it. I think it's a great idea, but how are we going to make sure across the board that everyone will be heard, that everyone will be responded to, and that everyone will be dealt with on a respectful level?
Johnny, this is Tony Revlon. What I would say on Saturday is, if anyone get high, anyone getting drunk or smoking weed at a ball, and when it deems someone, and if that individual take that deem and think it's right after they read all of this, there's something wrong with that person. Because if someone's going to get deemed in May and knowing that there's no wars ball in May, why would that individual want to take that status?
And then they need also to make sure that...
But they may want to take it because, it's not a lot of honorable people that'll say, okay, it's not my time or something like that. And this has been such a big, explosive topic for the past couple years. It's like, you know what I'm saying, that's to just sit there and kind of say, oh, it'll work itself out, I don't think that's a really good... thing to do. I think we got to try to set forth something in order to make sure the same way that we're setting forth in order criteria.
But that's where the parents come into play. The parents have to make sure that the members understand what needs to be done. The parents have to make sure that the members are staying in line with what has to be done, and it's not an outburst. The parents have to control that within each house.
Okay, I understand that.
You have to control that. You have to control that. And then when it comes time for anything of acknowledgement, again, it's the parents' job to say, hey, I think maybe this should be blah, 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 blah. And that discussion will then, in turn, will begin. So it can be controlled, but it has to start at the top.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I get it. Trust me. And like, if you talk to any of my kids, they know. Like, I don't do that whole geeking up and, oh, it's your time and all of that.
Right.
Me personally, I agree with the earlier caller. You know, it was some things that took place a couple years ago in Chicago, and they was doing the status, and it was a long list of people calling out. And me personally, I told them that I didn't want to be included because I didn't want to seem like I was asking for anything.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to seem like I was pressing the way just for some acknowledgement. So
right.
I think that we got to be real careful about how we decide to project this as a whole, because again, it can go crazy, and just to assume that it's not, that wouldn't be very realistic.
Yeah, definitely. But and that's why we will continue to have discussions, and that's why. And I want to also put this out there. This is why, you know, everybody that's out in this group, you know, and this is why like Tony said earlier, that we will be incorporating other houses. Everybody will have a representation from their house. So it is the responsibility of each member of this group to give this information, whatever information that is given out, you have it firsthand from your representative. That representative then has to turn that over to the house. It is the representative's responsibility as well in trying to keep order, you know, and make sure that things don't go haywire, because you have a representation from your house, a part of this group, so nobody is left out.
Also, to piggyback off what James is saying, Janice, it's also representation from other regions. So it doesn't just, you know, people are, you know, oh, the leaders are in New York, or the leaders are in Atlanta or in Philly, you know, with Neiman Marcus and with Sebastian Allure, and, you know, with them being a part of the group. They represent the Midwest. You have representation from, you know, the South, representation from the East. So, like, all aspects or avenues are covered.
Right,
okay.
and they can have meetings and discussions with y'all as well, Janice. I'm sorry to cut you up. They can have meetings and discussions with y'all as well, you know, ballroom parents of your regions together, and issues that you may have, that y'all may have. They bring that information back to us, and again, we discuss it, we debate about it, we agree, disagree, we vote on it, and they bring that information back to you. So we're sharing all information. Everything is open to try to keep a balance.
Okay, and what is the name of the group?
The name of the group is the Real Outspoken Icons and Legends. That's the name of the group.
Okay.
Janice, did you get a chance to see the webpage?
No, I didn't. Everything that I was informed of, I got by word of mouth of TJ, because I was out running around or whatever. But I told him, I was like, I definitely be listening in and stuff like that, because I really, you know, I really wanted to know, because it's not a lot of stand-up, outspoken people from out here. It can be, but it's not a lot, with a lot of validation behind it. So I just wanted to know, you know what I'm saying, like, just how everything was treated, just for my own personal reference.
And I just want to personally thank you, Jamie, for calling in, also for calling in with an open mind about the situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, y'all know, the people out here who know me personally, y'all know, you know, I don't get caught up into all that craziness. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm a force in the Midwest, down in Detroit, all everywhere, you know what I'm saying? And I've been here, I'm going to be here, and so I wanted to know myself, that way I wouldn't just hear through DJ or just ask from somebody else, because I didn't hear anybody from my region on the phone.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, Janice, I'm going to put you to the side. Thank you so much. Press one again if you want to come back on. I'm going to go to a couple of other callers, and then I'm going to read some questions. 718-304, you're on the air.
Hello,
everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I hear everything that's, you know, being said, and, you know, with all due respect to everything that has been said, it just sounds like, you know, it sounds a lot, you know, and it sounds like it's a bit confusing. And my question is, will all of this be put to use, and will it be utilized? And are these legends and icons willing to, you know, do what they have to do their jobs and stick with it?
That's all we have to. I'm going to say this. This is my thing. I'm going to say to you, I keep hope alive. That's number one. Number two, we have the leaders. We have the leaders of each and every single house in this group thus far, and also those that will be added, as Jason said earlier. Now, if you agree to be in this group, that means you agree to what is going on in this group. When you vote, that's your way of agreeance or disagreeance, and if you get outvoted, you get outvoted. But once you step foot in this group, you need to understand that. There's been things that I might not agree with, but I've been outvoted. Guess what? I'm going to adhere to it. I'm going to stick together to make sure that this stays in some kind of conformity. That's the whole problem right now. It's all out of conformity. So therefore, we're trying to put some conformity back into it. But if you're a leader of a house and you can't even control your own members, that is the problem.
Can I piggyback on something that you're saying, Tony? Also, caller, it's not so much just about, you know, being a member of this group, but your responsibility as a legend in the ballroom scene, in order to, you know, transpire or transcend to a higher status, you have a responsibility outside of your house to be the voice of reason, to be that positive force of encouragement. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if you are a legend, these are things that you should automatically be doing. It's not about being a part of the group. You don't have to be a part of the Real Outspoken Legends and Icons group to do your job as a legend. I just want to put that out there as well. You definitely want to, as a legend, exude the reason why you are a legend. You are a legend because you are looked at as a leader within the peers in your community. You are also looked at as, you know, basically like, you know, you are a legend. Like, you know what I'm saying? It should go without saying.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. I agree with everything that has been said. And one more thing, Jasmine, if I'm allowed to say this, I want to know if one of my favorite hosts, Kelly, is she okay?
Oh, yeah, Kelly's fine. Kelly's definitely fine. Kelly is getting herself prepared for this weekend. She kind of doesn't tune in on Wednesday night. But last night she was dealing with a little emergency, but everything worked out with that as well. And tonight she's just out and about. But I'm sure she'll tune in. She's been on the phone, but she don't want to drive and be on the phone at the same time. So she'll call and hang up. But I think she's on her way home, so she might be tuning in soon.
Okay, cool. All right, so you can put me back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next caller is 346. I'm sorry, 347-426, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all, this is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
If I miss you, I'm sorry, but you know who you are. First and foremost, I want to say kudos, and I'm glad that you guys formed a committee so you can keep everything under control. Although I do have some questions, and I would like for one person to answer. I don't want the same person answering because I want everyone to be vocal and to give their opinion. And hopefully you guys can agree on what I'm asking. The first question.
We'll go down the panel and then one by one answer Keisha's question.
All right.
And then I'll just call off the name of the person that should answer. Go ahead.
All right. I have a bunch. The first question is, what happens if you're a 007? And if you're a 007 and you're turning it in your category, who would you turn to decide if you're considered legend or not?
Tony.
Do the other one because I got a phone call.
Okay, next person, answer, please. Thank you.
Oh, James Arden.
As a 007, if you, a person that's a 007 that is out there and is walking and doesn't feel like they need any house behind them, I highly doubt the 007 would even turn to anybody to ask, should I be legendary? I think the 007 already knows that they will be acknowledged as a legend.
You sure about that?
Definitely.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry, Keisha. This is Jason talking. I don't know who's out here, music in the background, but I think that when people, and again, not to put you in the category, Keisha, respectfully, when people call in and ask these questions, I know that y'all are coming up with all these different type of analogies, but realistically speaking, I don't know a 007 that has been walking balls for 10 years or more that is not in a house And if they are 007 and they've been turning it, I think that, you know, the legends and icons will acknowledge this person and realize that, you know, they have been turning it and that they are, in fact, you know, a legend. I just, this question baffles me.
No,
right,
you, definitely. You might be right, Jason, you may
so
be
what's
right.
What's the next question?
If you are 007, then you should be legend. If not,
I'm
then
back.
You should be.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
All right. My next question is, based on this you guys put together, there should be an age criteria for people walking major balls. Because I just can't see how you have, let's
we
say a
can't
person.
Do that.
I
you
understand,
can't do
but,
that.
But I just, me personally, think about it. That's it. Okay, so you're telling me you're going to deem someone legend at the age of 16, 17?
We were 15, 16 walking balls. Some of us were 17, 18 becoming legendary. We can't put a time frame on that.
But, James, I understand. You said change is good, right? What
right.
we did in the past is in the past, but we're moving forward.
Right.
There has to be. And it might just.
So
I
you just answered your own question. We're moving forward.
But I just don't think. I don't agree with that. It's like a 14-year-old can get pregnant.
Is this serious?
Who?
Right, you gotta come with a better question, Keisha, because I'm not saying what your opinion is not valid, because
uh-huh.
it is, but you know, we're kind of basically looking at the criteria, and we're not going on age groups, we're not discriminating on people at all. You know,
all
come on, come on, let's have a ball. We can't stop somebody from coming in. Oh, you can't come in because you're 7 years old, but you with your mother.
Jay, here's my point. If you're in school, if you're doing something as opposed to just doing balls, that's my point. When you
start to get around people such as yourself, because you're a positive person, and you come around people like us or other people as we have when we came into the scene, we come around those people. Once you start to get to know a person and start to learn their background, we then encourage them. Baby, maybe you should go to school.
Can I come in?
Get a job. You know, just 1 second. We give them a job and stuff like, you know, go get a job and stuff like that. We start to guide them in the right direction. So, you know, it might be a good thing that this 13, 14-year-old has come into this scene, because we probably can help this 13, 14-year-old that may not have a lot, may not have no family, may not have no direction, and may not have no hope. We can give them hope. This has happened throughout the years, time and time again, and that's always going to be relevant. Always. Even with change and moving time, we're able to do it better. Right, we have to focus on the criteria, but I wanted to say something.
I'm just going to give you an example, Keisha. The young lady who walks runway in the house of Mizrahi, she made
right.
her first debut at the latex ball at the Nevada. Age of, yeah, at the age of 9 years old, I believe. And
yeah,
she's
no,
been
she
in the ball, and she's been in the ballroom scene. Now she's how old? I think she's like 14 years old. She's earned accolades that fits the criteria. She's
mm-hmm.
a household name. She's walked many runways against a lot of the legend statements and stars.
And stars.
And she's an A student. And she has a career under her belt for her future. That's what legends are made of.
And I have to correct you. She debuted at the Icon Ball before the latex ball.
Okay.
All right,
you want credit for that, Uncle James?
No, I really love her.
We know.
You love the Divine,
don't
do it, right?
We know.
I love
that. What'd you say? Oh,
I
we got
you
talk later
Divine,
on. Right. I heard you. I love Divine.
All right, Keisha.
That's me again.
We're going to come back to you in a little bit, Keisha, but we want to take some other callers. 313-808, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine. Hey, RR. James,
hi.
Tony Milan, hey. Jason.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
this
Aaron.
Is Aaron.
I just wanted to call in just basically to, it's one of the things that you guys were saying earlier. One of the reasons that Tony created the group also,
Tony
for those that are listening.
Group.
Right, for Tony Redline. when he created the group, it was to bridge the gap between all regions. And as you guys have stated, that there are individuals that are in there from all regions, and just wanted to put that out there for everyone. To know who has questions about that.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, we did say that in the beginning. It was definitely going to bridge the gap in the beginning. Whose phone is that?
Not like James laughed.
Shut up, Tony. You blew me up.
Sorry, sis.
Okay, we have another caller. 770-907. You're on the air.
Hello, everybody. This is Fred Chanel.
Hey, yeah. Fred.
Oh, hey, Fred. Whoa.
How are everybody doing today?
It's all good, Fred.
That's good. First, I want to say, you know, I commend everybody that's in the group that's trying to, you know, make the scene better. And I just want to, you know, voice my concerns with people who perhaps, you know, got a lot of questions. We're not going to know exactly how everything's going to work out until we actually start putting it in effect. And then you can go from there to work out the twinks in it. And one of my other concerns is I was at that meeting in Jersey with some of the same people that's in the group now. And I want to know, will there be any rules or regulations or some type of reprimands put in place for those who don't follow the rules again, like we tried to do the first time?
Brother, this is Jason talking. And I don't know if you remember in the group, there was a post made, and I'll tag you in the post about sanctions. So yeah, everybody is going to be held accountable, and everybody will be responsible, you know, to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, because that's my only concern. Because, you know, it's Jason, I commend you. You have been typing your ass off. And
bitch, you ain't never lied.
And I just don't want everybody. Hard work to just go to waste again and everybody break off and do their own thing again.
No, that's not.
I don't think that's going to happen. And again, I want to say this to everybody that's on the phone and everybody that's listening. You know, make sure you visit ballroomstatus.com, but also, man, it just feels good to kind of be at this point because I never thought in a million years that, A, that I would even be participating in something like this anyway, but at the same time,
right,
just to hear, like, all of the legends and all of the icons, and whether you are a house parent or not, just to kind of merge together to come up with something collectively that's for the embedment of ballroom is just a commendable thing. So kudos to all of us and everybody that's listening and everybody that likes the standards or don't like the standards or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's a work in progress, and just remain optimistic about everything.
I just felt like I was on the last episode of Basketball
Wives. All right, Hillary Clinton.
You know, Captain, all in all, this is really a groundbreaking moment, you know, in ballroom history. And, you know, when you go back to the archives 20 years from now, it's really going to be special. It's really going to be something special, you know.
And that's the whole point. We're trying to preserve our culture. You know, and hope that it continues basically, you know, and it continues the right way. So, you know, this is something we're passionate about.
I'm sorry, bro.
No, that was it.
But I think that what Fred was saying is we never did touch on it. I think that's what he asked is what we're waiting to see. If people don't follow these sanctions, follow these rules, one of the things that we did before we even started any kind of topic about voting or discussion was about sanctions. And believe me, it took a minute. This was the longest thing that we had. It took almost 2 weeks to get the sanctions together because people had to understand, if you agree into this group, if someone disobeys what goes down in this group, there will be sanctions that will be passed down. And most of the time, the sanctions for most people is, it can be various different things depending on who the person is or what the problem was. But a lot of times, like these ball goers, like just say, for example, that I'm just going to use an example, say the ban list thing. If somebody didn't adhere to it, their ball would be, now their next function would be banned. So basically they're asking themselves not to even ever have a ball again, because who's going to give a ball knowing that they're on a ban list, that their next ball is on a ban list because of them not adhering to something that was passed down through the RSLI.
I think, Tony, I think the sanction that he was speaking in regards to is if someone goes outside of the protocol
the
and tries to, yeah, and tries to.
Yeah, that's we give them sanctions there too. It's sanctions there too.
And, you know, and tries to deign someone without going through the group. That's, I think that's what he's talking about.
Well, that would be, they would be, that, that's when, well, we're going, 9 times out of 10, someone of us out of the group is going to be there. So clearly it's going to be known. If it's not done at an awards ball, it's not for real.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that stated in that Jason has read about 4 or 5 times.
Exactly.
That it's going to be done at an awards ball. So if you've just been deemed, I mean, excuse me, I'm so sorry. If you've just been acknowledged at Oompa Loompa Ball, honey, guess what? It ain't real.
It's not
a then, and then also to piggyback off of that, like Tony said, if one of us is there and we hear that, we instantly stop all, we stop the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have to tell the person, unfortunately, and I do apologize, but this is not, or we, and when I say stop the show, you know, we can pull them to the side. We don't really have to, you know, embarrass anybody. I went to the runway or whatever like that, and we'll let them know that, you know, this is not proper and this is not the acknowledgement that you will be having right now and right here, especially or whatever like that. And we would have that commentator have to make correct what was said, because
right.
It wouldn't be real. We have to enforce that. We have to.
Okay, we have Harold Linciaga, the icon, you're on the air.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Oh my God.
The man with the thesis.
What's going on,
Harold,
everybody?
Please don't drown us with a dictionary. Hi, Harold. How are you, Robert? Which Pimp Queen was that? The legend.
What's going on, everybody? Just wanted to give a shout out to the group for, you know, making this come to reality. You know, a lot of people in this scene always talk about doing things and making things happen, but, you know, the real effort, you know, the job's not done, and, you know, that says a lot. And, I mean, I think, you know, I just wanted to say one thing, especially in regard to, like, the caller, Keisha, that called, and people that have kind of, like, hit me up asking me questions in regard to, you know, everything that's going on. I think one of the focuses, and Tony Milan had kind of reiterated this, you know, during the process, this group isn't trying to control the scene. We're just trying
right.
to steer, which we're just trying to steer things in the right direction. No, it's
right.
not about control, you know, because this is an extracurricular activity for everybody. So, you know, we just want to try to make sure that, you know, we leave it for the next generation so that, you know, you guys have something that you can be proud of in the same way that we were.
Mm-hmm. And you have a guideline. So if
ever, you know, it falls off track, you always can revert back to the guideline, the outline,
right.
the process.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, Harold.
Hi, Robert.
Don't do that. I kept
saying I was wondering where Harold was at because he ain't going on this phone yet. I knew it was coming.
I was doing homework. I'm sorry. I had homework to do, and, you know.
How many pages
was the was it?
Okay, we're going to go to another caller. We
have a few callers.
347-717, you're on the air. 347-717,
you're on the air.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, Kelly. Hi,
Kelly. I heard one of the listeners was requesting me. I'm all right. I'm doing fine. I'm in a better place today, honey, you know. So I'm all right. I'm listening to your topic that you're having. It's a wonderful topic and everything, but I'm highly favored and blessed. The devil tried to stop me today, but the devil cannot stop me. I'm all right.
Did you say the devil tried to stop
me? Yeah, the devil, you know, I don't mean to take you off your topic. I had a long day, honey, and I'm sorry, everybody, that I could not be on the show yesterday because I signed up right before the show yesterday that my mother was in the hospital, and I got up and went to go see my mother today in the hospital, and child, and I got pulled over by the cops today, honey. Then I got into a car accident and hit the cop's
oh my
car
God.
Today, honey.
Oh, my God.
And every day, honey, I had a long day, honey, and, you know, the devil is hard at work because the devil does not want me to be here Saturday, honey, but the devil will not prosper. I will be there in full strength, honey.
okay? But I'm doing much better, and I'm having a great day, and I'm out having dinner right now with one of my sons, but I'm doing great to all my callers and all my listeners. So y'all go back to your topic, and y'all can pick me back on home. And everybody, please pray for me, because that devil was trying to stop me.
Yes.
But she got,
amen.
She got 40,
I know, that's
got 40,
right. Shame the devil and tell the truth.
Yes.
She got 48 hours, bitch, and it's going to go down for her.
Go down.
All right, Kelly.
Thank you.
Put you on mute, Kelly. I love you, sis. 678-541, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I just want to say this. People don't know the meaning of being a legend. You know what I'm saying? To me, a legend should be a humanitarian. A legend is someone that's full of knowledge and that can help the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why how y'all just making people legends because they can slam me. What are they teaching people? To slam their back on the ground? A legend is
somebody
a humanitarian.
That doesn't walk
home,
sure.
Is that Ross? Ross?
No.
Hello?
Who's the caller?
Hello?
Hello?
What is your name?
What's my name? I don't want to say my name. I'm just saying someone that's a legend should be a humanitarian first.
Okay.
They should not be sitting up here all this nonsense. In the real world, you don't put Beyonce on the stage with Diana Ross. You know what I'm saying?
Why not?
It's the truth. Because it's two different levels, okay?
But they're musicians.
That's not true. That's not true. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No. This is what's wrong with the gay community. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce is not in Diana Ross's caliber.
But they
are.
Are they not musicians? Aren't they both vocalists?
They're both vocalists,
right?
She's a legend. Beyonce's clearly not a legend. Not like
Diana.
No,
not at all. Not at all.
So
you don't even have to respond.
I'm not
going to argue.
You're giving someone a legend, and they're not a humanitarian. You have to live first before you can be a legend.
But
and
they do give. They do give. When they come on the floor, they're giving us a performance. They're giving us a show.
Okay,
they're giving us their show.
What are you teaching people is what I need to know.
What was you taught?
I was taught to love and give. That's what I was taught.
And that's what we're trying to teach my father, which I would not.
Can I say
one
something?
One of my parents is on this line now.
Let me say something to you, young man.
Okay, all I'm saying is y'all are deeming the wrong people legend.
We're not deeming anyone.
Y'all making people legend that can't teach nobody nothing. How are you 22 and you a legend?
I want to say something to the caller. If you look at the criteria for legend caller, you are also looking at some of the criteria are things that they are doing to better the community that they must meet in order to even apply. They should have accomplishments outside of the ballroom that pertain to their talents and categories. That is something by taking the talent out there and accomplishing things with it. They've received honorary awards throughout the ballroom. They have participated in judging. They have thrown balls, so they have given back to the community. They're highly spoken of. So these are some of the things that should be met before they even apply for the position itself. So, I mean, I'm a little lost with that.
Listen, all I'm saying is I just don't understand how people are just being legends up there, and they don't give. All they do is have all these fierce attitudes that they on the panel and all this other nonsense, you know what I'm saying? And not like whoever said clearly, I've been going to ball since the 90s, baby, okay? So I need you to understand how the thing is.
Okay, caller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're going to move on to another caller.
Bye, Darren.
The next caller is 315-403. You're on the air. 315-40. Okay, you're gone. Janice, you're back. Did you press that again?
The proverb. I wanted to say something in response to the caller. Number one, the whole point of the show, if you agree, if you're on board, if you want to move forward with the change and be a part of it, his concern had nothing to do with the topic,
right.
And he's mad at the deeming of a legend. We're concerned with the upcoming demons. So whatever is done is done. And how are you going to call in here, not be a part of the change, and then call yourself reading, but we couldn't even know who you were?
Right there, man.
And then on top of that, do they not remember that Tina Turner did come on stage with the Beyonce because she recognizes her exceptional skill and talent? He sounded preposterous.
And everything that has been discussed and that has transpired on this phone tonight was not about separation. It was not about division. It was about inclusion. So,
again, I didn't
get it. I don't want to attack him. I don't want to attack your listeners. But if you will call in with a voice as poignant as his was trying to be, you should at least be on par.
Okay, Janice. We have another caller, 973. Oh, no, that's not a caller. If you guys are on the phone line, please send over your questions or comments or just say thank you or, you know, whatever you guys want to do. Press 1, and we will take it from there. I'm checking to see if there is any questions. I do know that I'm getting a lot of negative feedback in the chat room from a couple of people. I wish you guys would tune in. One of the things they're saying is the panel is very disrespectful, so why would we want to even follow them or reach out to them?
How are we being disrespectful?
How are we being disrespectful, chat room? Okay, now I'm talking about Beyonce and Tina Turner. Okay, 516-943, you're on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I have a question. It's not on the topic. I have just a little question in my head. I've been listening to you guys for a little minute now. This face category that y'all have for years now, I see a lot of girls that walk, and my question is, face, having face, does that, as a femme queen, does that mean you have to be real, or is it just the dimensions, the smallness of a face? Because when I look on YouTube and I see a lot of these girls walk face, I'm like, she looks like a drag queen. Like, she doesn't look real. Like, what is that face? Like, what do y'all consider face? Because I never really got that figured out in my head correctly. What is face for a femme queen?
Beauty.
I mean, besides beauty. Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, is it realness or is it just dimensions,
no,
the smallness?
It's face.
Like,
it's face. Face.
Face
That's
is a total
face.
Package. It consists of structure, skin, you know, your nose, your eyes, your mouth, your teeth, you know, all of that.
Face.
So when we take into consideration looking at someone's face, we look beyond the makeup. We look at the structure. We look at the you know, the character of the individual's face. We're looking for something that you would see on a magazine cover or somebody who could walk down the street and people would say, oh, she's cute.
Oh, she's pretty. Oh, she's gorgeous. She should be a model. You know.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot of face girls that aren't real, but they are beautiful
face.
In their face.
Right.
Their face.
Right.
I think the category, the name of the category is self-explanatory, face.
Right. All right, well, thank you so much, and I'm going to continue listening.
Thank you, caller. The next caller is 678-541. You're on the air.
I'm back. Hello,
hi.
Yes, I'm back. Yeah, you hung me up, but I'm back, baby.
Oh,
you were saying me, so whatever she had to say. I'm not mad at anyone.
I'm just saying how I feel, okay? It's no disrespect to no one. I have every right to voice my opinion.
Yes,
and she's coming up, whatever she has to say or whatever, whatever. No, I'm just like this. If you're a legend, you're supposed to show legend criteria, baby. Don't give me all this nonsense.
Okay, caller.
Hello.
Hang up on you.
Hi,
Jenny. You're there.
No.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Don't even indulge, Jenny.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil
come in and change the topic.
Okay.
Because
y'all know me.
Right.
That's all
it's
he
no
wants
need.
To do.
Yes, we're having a great show,
you.
And the devil wants to ruin it. No.
And we're having an intellectual conversation.
Exactly.
Don't let the enemy, don't let him steal your joy.
Exactly.
But
we're
the ones that are supposed to be disrespectful, remember?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
I still ain't get the answer to that question.
I think we just came from you, and I'm getting mixed up a little bit. 718-304, you're back.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm glad to hear that Kelly's all right or whatever. You know, I've been fighting for her, so I know it's not about the topic or whatever, but
no,
that's my
okay.
girlfriend. I love Miss Kelly, and that's
Kelly.
All.
It's okay,
yes.
And that's all.
Kelly, your fan is on the air. How are you doing, Charlotte?
I'm good, honey. Oh, I got a question.
Oh, excuse me.
Hi. Hi. Kelly?
What's your question? She's there.
My question was, what was the discrepancy last night?
She said it earlier. She found out her mom was in the hospital. She was dealing with her mom.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
well, I wasn't talking about that really, but
oh,
you know, but it's okay though.
She's fucking.
This is a
kiki.
She's fucking.
Yeah, she actually her call dropped, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, y'all
night.
Dropped her. Yeah. Y'all dropped
next
her. That's
what you Carol, you're back on the air.
James, no smart comment. Hey, I just wanted to say something really quick because you know, a lot of times when people attack the ballroom scene, the first set of individuals that they go to are those that vogue. And when the caller asks, you know, slamming your back and voguing, you know, how does that make you a legend? Well, last I remember, you know, I saw some of the most prolific voguers from the ballroom scene on America's Best Dance Crew. You know, I can look on YouTube and see Deshawn, you know, in Europe, you know, conducting, you know, dance seminars and stuff like that. We just saw Laomi in Germany, you know, on a, you know, all of this stems from voguing. You know, so, you know, these people have been able to transcend, you know, their skills from the ballroom scene into the world where they're appreciated by the mainstream. So when people, you know, are continuously saying that, you know, oh, the ballroom scene can't take you anywhere, say what you really mean. The ballroom scene hasn't taken you anywhere.
Oh, that was disrespectful. But I'm fine.
The next caller is 434, and Harold, you're still there. 434-262, you're on the air.
Hey, everyone. This is Rodolia St. Clair. I was just wondering, are there any rules for the girlfriend panel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you can never stop that. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. The panel situation... To be honest with you, I think that would be, I think from what we've discussed before, because I'm getting twisted, it has come up, and that's one of the good things about having an eclectic mixture of individuals with their own ideas and thoughts. But I think the general consensus is we really can't tell somebody who to and not put on their panel if we're not putting no money into it. So unfortunately, it's going to always, it's going to seemingly be, I'm going to use the word seemingly, it's going to seemingly be that there's, somebody's going to always feel there's a girlfriend panel, because if you got a bitch that's up there, a person who's up there thinks they're turning it and they lose, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is one shade, And then when they get with the rest of their girlfriends, they're going to say, girlfriend panel. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that that's wrong or they're lying, but the whole point of the matter is really and truthfully, we can't make a person not put somebody on a panel. That's crazy to me.
That's
so
true.
Right.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. If you guys are on the phone line, please press 1. If you guys are in the chat room, you only have about 7 minutes before the show starts going into record mode, so you won't be able to call in. Anyone that wants to call in, this is the time to call in, so you guys are not excluded from the topic at hand. The next caller we have is 214-477. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm back. This is J-Rock. I have a question for anyone with the awards and everything. Okay. Why is there allowed to be so many awards balls in so many different regions when the region itself is not legend or icon? Why can't we have one awards ball in, like, New York or somewhere where, you know, it is iconic legendary?
We used to do that. It used to just be at one point the Doran Curry Awards Ball and the New York Awards Ball, the Ballroom Awards Ball, excuse me. But I think that times have changed. The ballroom scene has expanded. You know, we're traveling across seas now to Paris for balls. There's balls in Japan. You know, there's balls in California. It's not fair to just have one awards ball and that be it, because, you know, there's other regions that be catered to. The ballroom scene is a larger scale now. At one time, it started, you know, in New York City, and New York was the ballroom mecca. And not to say New York has lost its ballroom mecca, but it's not fair to just have one awards ball. You have to have other awards balls so that everybody is, you know, feels appreciated. You know what I mean? You can't just have one. The ballroom awards ball is the most, correct me if I'm wrong, prolific awards ball, because, again, with New York being the mecca of ballroom, if you went up the year in New York, you know, a person kind of feels like they arrived. And I know for me, for example, with me participating and being from Philadelphia, you know, winning up the year in Philadelphia didn't really mean shit. But if you got up the year in New York, that means that you was the, that was it. Like, okay, bitch, I got up the year in New York. You know what I mean? So I think that we need to have awards balls everywhere. It shouldn't just be one awards ball and that's it.
Right. And this weekend is going to be fire.
I have a question for everyone. In regards to the awards ball that's coming up this weekend and the new protocol that's being put into place, did you all consider the deigning in regards to the up-and-coming awards, or is that one of the things that, as of tomorrow, or let's say as of Saturday, that doesn't.
I think in the letter it did state that starting with the Doran Curry Awards Ball 2013.
No, the Atlanta Awards Ball.
Atlanta Awards Ball 2013. Sorry.
Okay, so
go ahead. I'm sorry, Eric. I want some clarity on this one too, because I did ask this question in the group. Because you have people that's being put in the Hall of Fame on Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
And if I'm not correct, those will be the last group that gets the proper acknowledgement.
Right, because those people are it's kind of automatic.
Okay.
You know, going into the Hall of Fame.
Now, can I ask one other question?
Yes.
It being that Jack and Andre are a part of the group,
mm-hmm.
did they discuss with the group any of the nominees that are being considered for of the years and things like that with the group?
No, because
that was done before the group.
Elaborate a little bit for me on that.
In other words, all of the decisions that were made for this award coming up, it didn't have to go through anyone as far as the group is concerned. Like, the group has no say so on that. It's just the parents submitting the names and then they're going by of the years and things of that nature.
Well, for the award ball, their structure had already been put in place before we even came into existence. So they went with their normal criteria. As far as the awards ball goes, you know, Jack holds a meeting before the awards board where every house comes. Right, he does. And, you know, there's a nomination sheet, and he also has a listing of all the winners from all of the balls that he can gather information from. And he did come into the room, though, during the season once we started it and asked for names of winners from those balls to help him out to keep it fair into exactly how many people, who won what and how many times at what balls in particular. So at the nomination meeting, that when we selected people to be of the years, we were selecting the people that were deserving of those awards.
That's what I was asking. And does that also pertain to legendary status and icon status?
No, that just went for other years. Now, legendary and icon status, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, y'all, we said that we're not deeming anybody at the awards for, besides the people that are going into the Hall of Fame, that is like an automatic acknowledgement. You know what I'm saying? But then everything else, nobody will be acknowledged as a legend or icon.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
No.
Okay, great.
No.
All right.
Uncle James, can we try to get away from using that word deem? I know it's
I know. I heard myself. I'm sorry. I heard it, but you see, I corrected it at the end. Acknowledged. I do apologize. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, James. Go ahead.
No, I'll tell Jason. This is something I want to tell Jason in private anyway. But go ahead.
Okay. The next caller is 917. I hope it's the same caller. 917-627, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question. Well, obviously your group was formed with the idea of addressing status, but will your group now be like a governing body to possibly address or redefine certain categories, such as what constitutes realness with the twist, or what really is the definition of female figure? Will you guys somehow have an input into revamping the ideology behind those categories so that it's more clear and not so much discrepancy involved?
Well, if you go back to what was said in the letter originally, the welcoming letter, there's other issues besides status that we're going to be, you know, trying to tackle. You know, we want to tackle issues in and surrounding the ballroom scene, but while doing that, we want to, you know, promote encouragement, unity, and creativity. So it's not just about status. Status was the first issue that was on the table. But, you know, we have a long, long road ahead of us, and, you know, it's not going to just be about status. There was some things wrote about in the group from a lot of our outspoken female figures, that they don't like the way that the female figure categories are combined. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we're trying to tackle. We want to do one thing at a time. We don't want
to
start running before the
clock. We will get to it, though. Yes, we will get to those things, those categories and stuff, because, again, our mission is also to bring back the spirit of competitive again, you know, to make it fun again. So if we correct the things that are wrong or help, you know, guide, you know, the people in the right direction so everything can go right, you know, it'll definitely, you know, go that way. So we will definitely tackle those issues as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller. If you guys are on the phone lines, we are now in record mode, so you probably won't be able to get back on. I will not hang up on anyone. So it is just us on the line right now, but we still have a lot of people on the phone line. So if you guys have any questions for any of the panelists that is up here, or, again, any questions in reference to www.ballroomstatus.com, please tune in right now and press 1. Chat room, I'm not sure if you guys can still hear the show, but you can send over your messages to me. And any people that have messages on Facebook, send them over, and we can have them addressed really quickly. A couple of things that I'm noticing on Facebook now is that the people are starting to spread the message out, and they're also reaching out to their region saying that they do love the criteria, and hopefully they can start following the real guidelines. If the leaders think they can that are going with their little alliances and things of that sort, this should definitely put a stop to what is being called only local legends as well. So what do you guys feel about this criteria, and the quote-unquote local legend title that a lot of people hold?
I don't know any local legends.
We can't correct what happened in the past. We just want to keep moving forward down that highway.
We had that question already. I think Harold, it was asked, and Harold made an excellent thesis of correcting that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly speaking, with there being so many different people in this group from so many different regions, there is no need to have a local legend in certain areas. I mean, let's be realistic. If you live in Hawaii, you're singing, you're having balls, you're going to the local legend. I mean,
you're
going to
be legendary.
You're going to be left. You want to be in Hawaii. But if you're like Chicago and D.C., New York, New Jersey, even most likely even California, I mean,
you're not local anymore.
You're not local anymore. You know, the ballroom scene is big and heavy there. You know, what we need is Florida to step up now. I forgot to say Atlanta. I'm sorry. But we need and North Carolina is in the group. So what we need to step up is like Florida and all those other regions. And North Carolina, South Carolina work together.
Texas, and, you know, those groups.
We need those people. You got to be a part of a group in order. You got to be a part of a place where people are coming and going, as well as you're coming here and we're going there. We're not going to just make it one-sided. That's unfair.
Is Harold still on the line?
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, Tony. Finish.
Okay. If people are coming back and forth to your region and battling you and you them, then, you know, you open up the doors for your region. You know, so it is what it is.
I just wanted to know if Harold was still on the line. I have a question for him.
He probably is. I don't know. I know
Harold,
one thing. My phone's going to cut off in
30
minutes.
Okay. Which one of these have more of a meaning than the other? Because, and I'm not trying to be shady with this. I'm just asking. Honor or acknowledge?
Excuse me?
Tonight we would like to honor, or tonight we would like to acknowledge. Which one of those are more politically correct?
To me, they're equivalent. I mean, I think they're equivalent to say honor. In my opinion, I find them to be equivalent. I mean, honor sounds better, but I think acknowledge is equally
right.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's also
the presentation of it. You know, the person that is actually the speaker who is presenting or announcing person.
The only reason I'm asking is because when you guys formulated the word acknowledge, were there any other definitions on the table?
I was the one fighting for that. I'm be honest with you, because the word deeming, it gives a sense that a person is giving you something.
No, I don't like that word. I don't like that word either. But
I mean, the word is open. If you want to use honor and acknowledge, I don't have a problem. The only thing that crawls up my skin is deeming. That's what's crawling up a lot of people's skins, because deeming is just so I gave you something, so now you owe me something back. No.
Right.
Can I just piggyback off something that y'all are saying? I think that acknowledgement and honor is the same thing. It's an honor to be acknowledged. It's kind of like, you know, you work so hard, you know, for 6 to 10 years, you know, you up and down 95, flying to California, countless amount of money that's spent because you invested into your craft and your skill in ballroom. And to be acknowledged by your peers is an honor. It means it's like, you know, well, wow, I've been walking runway for 10 years now, and RR is an icon for the category, and RR is like, you know, accepts me. He acknowledges me as being a legend. Wow, that's an honor. You know what I mean? So I think they go hand in hand.
Hand in hand, right.
Okay. All right. That answers my question. But because y'all said Harold was the walking dictionary, I thought he had a definition for it.
No, we didn't say she was no walking dictionary. We just said she's a walking thesis.
You'll see. Trust me,
you will see. Harold is very educated, and he just happens to have a very wide range of vocabulary.
He just talks too much. By the time you get to the point, you done forgot what y'all talking about.
Jason.
of the vocabulary lesson that he gives you.
How many times did Jason say at the end of the day?
That's my line.
There you go.
At the end of the day. That's my line.
I can't stand that line.
I have another question from someone. They're stating, being that I am in a newly developing region and knowing all together that we have a total of about 4 legends in the state altogether, how would we go about acknowledging participant status, because we have a lot of people who walk out of state, plus whenever we are in state?
That's an excellent question. That's great. That's an excellent question. No, that's
I'm sorry.
No,
so
that's
we read that question one more time so I can digest it.
All right. Being that I am in a newly developing region and they only know about 4 legends in the state together, how would they go about acknowledging participant status? Because we have a lot of people who walk out of state, plus whatever we have in state.
I think the out of state one is definitely going to be acknowledged before.
Acknowledged first. Right.
Because
they travel and people get to know them, and then we become familiar with them. And then once we learn their history and what they're doing, we become interested in their regions. And so more and more people travel to that region, and more people see what goes on there. More and more people compete. Those people in turn, more and more of them travel. So it's a give and take. And then that's how the acknowledgement begins, because we start to acknowledge you as far as we start to come into your world or come into your zone and come into your area and come into your region and participate at your balls in those regions, you know. So we start to learn you, and as time goes on, like everybody else, that's how things start. It's a process. And
but
because you're newly developing new region, it's a longer process.
But also, don't forget that there are 17, if I'm not mistaken, Tony said earlier, there's about 17 houses that are part of the group as well. And it is also your house parents that can also assist you. And, you know, like, you know, James said earlier, it starts off at the top. It starts off with your house leaders as well. So you may be in a small region, but you still may be a part of a large house that you're just a factor there.
Exactly.
And that house can definitely still be a part of this and participate. So you're not excluded from this at all, no matter where you live.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That was the only question I had on my end so far. Anybody in the chat room have any questions? And also,
the chat room never answered back my question.
Let anyone know I enjoyed it. TJ got disconnected. He can't get back on. So if people's phones are dying or whatever, then we are going to lose them for the night. So TJ just said he enjoyed talking to everyone. And thank you.
You're going to lose me about 15 minutes.
Okay.
My phone shuts down in 3 hours. This is on 3 straight hours. She shuts right on down. She don't play.
We have a caller, 347-426. You're on the air.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hi, Diana.
I am a local legend from St. Olaf, Minnesota. Thank you. Since I'm local, I just wanted to know that even with all the newly deemed iconic statuses as well as the newly deemed legendary status, do we all are privy to the group or just certain individuals that can only get into the group? I feel like if we're going to be part of a group and a part of a structure, we all want change. Why is certain people only permitted and certain and half of the people are not acknowledged? That's the only question I have. That's, I'm a little confused about that. That's it.
Okay, so your question is, can other icons and legends join the group, and why haven't they been asked to join the group?
Yeah, I just think that if you're a pioneer, if you're an icon, if you're a legend of any sort, and whatever criteria you may have, and you put in the work, and you all want change, I feel like we're all trying to work together and be on one accord, why is certain people privy to the group or anything like that?
Okay.
That's the only problem I have.
Keona, if I'm not mistaken, and we said this in the beginning. Sorry, James.
But you're going
where I'm going, Jasmine. In the beginning, it was stated, Keona, that people were selected to be in the group, and then at first you got an invite, and then you were voted in to the group. As the time went on with the group, the structure of the group changed, and so we all had a common goal.
Okay.
So we wanted people in the group that were going to be in the group to contribute to the group, not wanting to be in the group because they are a legend or an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody that's a legend or an icon is very vocal. Some like to play the background. Some are just okay with their positions and stuff, or some are okay with what's going on in the ballroom. And those that aren't okay with it, some of them do not know how to, forgive me, I'm not being rude, articulate their ideas properly. It comes across, you know, in an argumentative way. We do not argue in our group. We agree to disagree, we debate, and we talk like adults. We do not go outside of our group and share this information to our girlfriend, and nor do we use it as tea. When the time is after we have voted on the information, then we take it back to our house and we discuss it with our house. We need people in our group that is going to be completely unbiased and is on board with one particular goal, and that is to help and guide ballroom back to having fun. It's not a thing about being an icon or a legend to get into the group. That's not our mission.
But
and everybody's house has a representation in it.
True.
So,
wait a minute.
But to go a little bit further, do not think that we still will not incorporate icon and legends ideas or concerns with what's going on, because we still communicate with each other on an everyday basis or at a ball basis as well, period. It's just that this particular group has come together to debate and talk about those issues that other icons and legends have concerns with. And we come back to you and communicate that information to you as well. So your opinion and your vote also matters, because even in the process of deeming somebody, we have to come to some of y'all for certain categories anyway to vote upon as well. So you are included, just as every icon and legend is included on some sort of level. But we just doing representation of houses for this group.
Okay.
And to piggyback off of what he said, what Jane said was, if I'm not mistaken, when we did announce, you know, in the beginning when we started taking two members from each house, it was posted that each house should give us two people to represent
in the group, and
that's what each house should have done, even though I'm sorry, a lot of people don't follow direction. But what should have happened from that topic was whoever was originally in the group, be it whatever house, they should have at that point said, okay, this is what we need to do. Let's have an emergency quick meeting with the leaders and the board and state that this is what the group is looking to do. They need two people from our house to represent who should it be. That is what everyone should have done. Now, did that happen? We don't know. But depending on your house, how large your house is, how many chapters, how many icons or legends that are in your house, they should have had a meeting to bring the best two people that were going to be vocal, not just there because of their status, but be vocal on these topics, on the voting, and things of that sort. And that was what was put into place, and that's how the group was formed.
So you have to take that up with your house representative.
Oh, okay, I definitely understand, because I feel
your house representative is Clint.
I understand. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the advice. Thank you. I do understand. I do know Clint. I'll try to get his number one day. Thank you.
Keona, your voice is very important. You've been a part of the show.
No. I definitely understand, and I want to say congratulations to all of you. I applaud you. I applaud you all for this criteria. I definitely feel that it's well needed and long overdue as far as the scene. And I just hope that we just go along through, you know, go along with it, do what we got
to
do, leave our egos behind, and just work together. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we need your help and everybody else's.
Oh, I definitely want change. I've definitely want change. I've always wanted change, but it should not only just take me to want it. It should take all of us to be on one accord with each other.
It takes one to start it off. Go ahead, girl.
Okay, I'll let people in St. Olaf know. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have another caller, Tiana. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. 312-714, you're on the air. And you're by a computer. 312-714.
You're on the air.
Okay, press 1 again if you want to come back on. Ghost Whisper, you're back on the air.
Ghost Whisper.
917-627, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Nicole Fitzgerald. But I do actually have another question again. I guess it's more of a personal question to each of you, being that you guys are icons
and legends. We can hardly hear you, sir.
I'm sorry. Being that you guys are icons and legends, you can judge a lot. And I noticed that you said you weren't really going to address the fact that people were deemed previously. So now how do you judge people that in your heart of hearts you feel do not deserve it? Because I know hearing the show, many of you have said that people who you walk that you do not know or don't see, you're going to automatically stop. So now are you going to just eat it and let people through in terms, just because you don't want to really have to bring up those old issues again?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand nothing you
said. Okay, I think that what the caller is saying, guys, please clear your background. I think what the caller is saying is now that we aren't going to revoke titles and take away people's statuses and so forth and so on, and that we're going to move forward, like Jason said, and in the cover of the letter, we realize that there was mistakes in the past, so forth and so on. What is going to happen when now we have judges, and the judges are about to judge someone that they don't see or they didn't see for the original title? Are they going to go forth with the letter as well, stating that we realize that we're going to move forward, or are they still going to do the whole, God, he's not a legend, I'm stopping him.
My opinion on that would be that you have to respect people's title regardless of the new protocol, because at the end of the day, they have the title and it's not being taken away from them. So you just need to give them the respect that's due. And if you don't want to respect their title, just don't say anything to them. But you still have to judge them fairly on their category if they're bringing it like the flyer says. You can't use their status against them.
Right. I agree.
You just ate that answer up.
Thank you.
Hello.
Answer the question for you correctly.
Hello. Yes, but basically I was saying, so if there's a category that's specifically for legends or icons that come out, and these particular older themes, icons, legends come out, and you in your heart of hearts truly do not feel that they have deserved it, so you're basically going to bite the bullet and just give them their chance and let them through because they have previously been deemed.
Can I say something about that? I think, caller, what y'all want you to realize is, and I've been paying attention, for the last realm of legendary children that were deemed legendary, they don't the categories. They're not even going to walk the legendary categories. They feel confident enough with being a legendary Facebook individual or a legendary Twitter individual that they're not going to step foot on the floor with the people that supersede their caliber. So I think that when, you know, moving forward, you know, yes, we're moving forward, and give people were given status that didn't deserve it or whatever. But at the end of the day, like R.R. said, respect their title. They're a legend. But as long as they're a legend and they're voguing like they're supposed to be voguing, then they'll get tens. If they're a legend and they're walking face and their face still looks, to, you know, up to par, they'll get tens. It's no need to dwell on, you know what I'm saying, oh, well, he got status back in the day, I'm chopping because I don't see it now. You know, what's done is done. We can't correct it.
So basically no automatic chops. Just going to let them go on their performance and their talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You have to score them on their merits for what they're doing at that particular time for the category that they're walking in.
Okay, I was just thinking that maybe people who are true legends and icons may have an issue. People who are actually competing against them would have an issue with those people because they feel that they did not earn it the way that they did. So that would come into court. The conflict to begin with. Not with you as a judge, but with the people who
were. Well, I would think that there's other icons who are going to be observing the category and the judges, that they would see if it was shade on the panel, and they would bring that to the attention of the commentator or the facilitator of the ball, and it would be rectified because we're also, well, I don't mean, I'm just going to say as icons and legends, we're all trying to better the ballroom scene, so that would definitely be something that we would want to acknowledge.
So you are, so you're an icon pioneer. So say
no, I'm a pioneer icon.
I'm sorry, pioneer icon. Sorry about that. So someone's going to come to walk against
I'm
you who you felt that did not earn the caliber that you have achieved. You're not going to speak up for yourself and say, why is this person allowed to walk against me when this category specifically calls for that the pioneer icon?
If that person was given a status and they're walking All American Runway against me, then I have to respect the fact that that person has that title, but I don't have to respect the fact that I need to serve the ass.
Okay. If they went over you, how would you feel?
Oh, well, Chanel. But I don't see that happening.
Well, thank you then for answering the question.
Thank you, caller. I'm going to try this caller again. 312-714, are you there? 312-714. Okay. I have another question that came to you on Facebook. Can any house join the group? What is the procedure on maybe a smaller house, a newer house, or things of that sort? Would they be able to have a voice in this as well?
Are they going to have any icons and legends in their group? Do they have any icons and legends in their group, in their house?
Caller, if you're listening, send me the message or answer that question. The one that asked me, can any house join the group? They said no. They have no legends or icons in their group. In their house.
They said they don't have any?
No.
No.
Unfortunately not, caller. If you want to ask something else in reference to that, then send us a message. I'm going to bring back a couple of people that have been muted and see if they want to touch upon anything. Eric, you're back on the air. Did you want to say anything or touch upon anything?
No, I was just listening, pretty much.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Harold, you're there?
Yes.
Do you want to touch up on anything?
No, I'm just listening, I'll let James have his night.
Wait, hold up. Did Harold say he don't have nothing to say?
He's crying.
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on.
Tell about let me have my night. What you talking about?
What about Harold?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. If someone's name was submitted to be in the group and they're a legend or an icon, how long does it take before the group gets back to them in regards to if they can be in the group or not?
RR, you will be added to the group as of Saturday.
This is my only question. I'll be honest with you.
Jason just said it. But I'll be honest with you about that though.
This is my only, and I was gonna have a question when it came up. Honestly, because I'm gonna keep it real with you. The rule was there's supposed to be two people from each house, unless they represent an outstanding gender, like females, the lesbian circle, or the transgender, whatever, things like that. So I didn't understand how that was going to happen. But that's my only thing I'm going to ask. It's not that I think you'd be a great asset to it. I just don't understand how they're going to do this. If the rules are going to change, let me know. That was my only concern. You know what I'm saying?
Can we have this conversation off the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I just want to touch up on something, and I don't know if RR is interested in even talking about it. But a lot of people don't realize, or if I'm not mistaken, I'm sorry, not a lot of people don't realize, because you guys in the chat room, RR, you got fans like crazy. a lot of people in the chat room are not understanding why RR wasn't originally in the group. And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of people didn't even know RR had a Facebook.
Right.
Until the last
I didn't know that either.
And
right.
I think that's where this all stemmed from. Now, let alone, yes, as soon as we found out he had a Facebook, maybe it should have been done automatic at that time. But a lot of people really didn't realize that RR had a Facebook, not until he really started being a part of the radio show, in all
right.
honesty. So I may be wrong for that, but RR, you can
no, you're right.
take it back off of that.
Yeah, I didn't even know RR had a Facebook. And my whole point is I'm sure RR would have been the person in there, but when it was when the two names from his house were sent, it was Fred and Devon. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't have a problem with RR. I think I'm almost sure he's gonna be added on Saturday. That's what I've been told. It'll be Saturday. I just wanna understand, you know what I'm saying? He can be the ultimate icon or whatever we can however we do it. I just think everything should have a title to doing it so that way you don't be questioned. At the end of the day, you follow what I'm saying?
But,
that's all, and that's the only issue that we have right now, and it's not even a major issue. It's just let's just get something together so we can move forward. It's all about moving forward. If we make a mistake, we want to correct our mistake, or come to some kind of conclusion to our mistake, fix our mistake, and move forward. Not dwell on it for days and hours and months and weeks and years. That's what we're not trying to do. So I'm letting it be known. Yes, RR is in my from what I've read, it's supposed to be added. It's just supposed to happen. It's supposed to happen on Saturday.
Right.
Thank you. I just also have one more question in regards to, you know, moving forward. We're changing different things. Do we have MCs in that agenda as far as protocol for commentators, and that commentators should probably start signing contracts for all events?
That might be another part, another topic to bring up when you're in the group, to be honest with you, because like we said, the group is not going to stop at this. There'll be tons of topics and tons of things to bring up, discuss, and even vote on. So I think
because the reason I bring
that
up, Jasmine, the reason I bring that up is because a lot of times when people go out of state to different states, like if you go to Chicago, you know how they favor people from Chicago and they don't really acknowledge people from other states because they don't really know who they are because everybody is not as knowledged as the major, you know, commentators like Jack and Selvin and Jay. They pretty much know everybody in Alvernian, you know, but there are commentators who are commentating now that don't have a knowledge of people from state to state. And is that because they don't travel or is it because they just don't know?
Well, that it could be a mixture of both.
It could be a mixture of both. But as a commentator, it is your job to familiarize yourself with everybody in ballroom. You have DVDs, you have YouTube, you have Facebook, you have girlfriends. If you cannot familiarize yourself with everybody, then whoever's hiring you didn't do a good job in who they selected to commentate their ball as an employee for the night. Your commentator has to know everybody. And when I say everybody, sometimes that refers down to what we classify as icons, legends, star statement, rock or not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Each person has a name, you know, and each person is somebody. And each person that comes to ballroom, you know, you see these people 100 times. You see them walk, you watch them on YouTube, you have to familiarize yourself with every person that is walking. And if you can't do that, then you cannot be hired.
And, you know, and the reason that was a good analogy because this is just something offbeat, but it makes sense. In The Devil Wears Prada, when she was going to that big gala, and she had
mm-hmm.
her two receptionists read those two books of everybody that was going to be there because she needed to be knowledgeable of the people walking up to her.
They had to tell her everything about that person in 3 minutes, under 3 minutes.
Exactly.
And
I now feel if somebody's paying you $500, you should know everybody that's in the building.
Yeah, and you should be on time.
And you should look the part.
And you should pick the part.
Oh, y'all, you. All right, let me just add something. I think also that, like, when you have, like, newer cities, since you kind of mentioned, like, well, Chicago's not a newer city in the scene, but
no.
the people that, an example, say we had, there was a ball in St. Louis, the people that, you know, are the pioneering individuals in that scene, you know, if you know that you have a lot of people in there visiting that have status, you know, you should be letting that newer commentator know, hey, so-and-so
mm-hmm.
is in the building, you're a legend
mm-hmm.
for,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Rodney has been good for that, you know, when, you know, RJ, when DC was really, you know, getting back going, and Rodney would sit and kind of say, hey, this is so-and-so from here, or whatever the case is.
I agree.
People got their proper acknowledgement.
I agree.
And that also goes back to what you guys said in the new agenda, you know, you should be a household name anyway, and if you're a household name,
right.
you know, your status will speak for itself.
Right.
So,
and
okay.
this goes back to everybody's concern about people that are legendary and shouldn't have the title and stuff like that. You know, every legend should know who is legend and who is not. You know who is legend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it. Let's
mm-hmm.
stop there. Everybody should know who is legend, and everybody that's not legend should know everybody that is legend. So, you know, it'll stop the whole. Oh, John, she ain't legend. Yeah, she ain't legend because she didn't get called out, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your person really knows somebody. You know, Selvin is, let me stop. Some people are not going to call people out and they don't have the status.
Right.
And if you do have the status and they don't know you at all, you really, your status is completely in question. So, yeah, go stand in here and have a, yes, the person that's there who has traveled for years should be helping that commentator.
I just think also there just should be some type of protocol for commentators.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
because
I agree.
They set the trend and the timing of the
mm-hmm.
ball. Because if a commentator takes LSS for an hour, that's cutting away from time that you need for your categories. There should
mm-hmm.
be a cutoff, a beginning time for LSR and a cutoff time. And then there should be, you know, a period in between where if you have two commentators, I just don't understand this. Maybe y'all can help me with it, but I don't understand when you have two commentators and you're paying both of them, why do both of them need to do both halves? Why can't one do one half and one do the other half? Because what usually happens is one will do a category, the other one will go get a cocktail, the other one will come back, he'll do it, and then the other one will go get a cocktail, and then another one will come back and do it, and then another one will go powder his nose, and then the other one will come back, and then he'll go powder his nose, and...
As long as the job is done, and sometimes some people do need a break in between. And also, now that the ballroom has become so vast and so large, well, vast and large, the same thing. But
you
know, it's so vast.
Commentator.
It's because it's so many people
right.
walking a particular category. Sometimes that you need two hands because you got to control the front and you got to control the back.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times you
That's
need
true.
The two commentators. You do. You definitely need the two commentators.
And the other thing I think also is that there are commentators who can commentate certain categories, like the Vogue
right.
categories. They do that one
right.
better. And then there's those who can commentate the foot and eyewear and streetwear. Yeah.
You
want to
keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's some, like I heard that Jack and Selvin, they did a really good job of commentating. I think they said in Vegas that LSS was really nice. That they did a really good job with that, but those
yeah,
two are always when it comes to them doing a tag team kind of thing, they're really good at it. They do a really
right.
good job with that. But my main concern is just for the newer commentators that's coming out, so that they can actually, you know, have some type of format of what you know is needed, because they just think it's about chanting, and it's not about chanting all the time. You
right.
really need to be observant in your category, because a commentator also needs to watch the judges, watch the crowd, keep people from storming the stage. Know what category you're up to. And the other thing is I think that commentators should read the categories. Even if the facilitator didn't ask them, they should
read it.
The category so the audience knows who come in. They're just coming to spectate. They may not have seen the flyer. They
and
need to know
also,
what's going on.
And then also I think that, you know, with the newer commentators that they're going to do too, I think you should do one seasoned one and one new one. You know, so at least one season one is there to, you know, guide you in the right direction, to catch you when you fall, you know, to keep you on track. Definitely.
Yeah. So, sir, I pretty much see that everybody understands where I'm coming from. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Definitely.
Well, I wanted to touch up on this weekend for paid promotion. Don't forget this Saturday, I'm getting messages. Oh, I'm sorry. Harold has to go. He should tell everyone good night and thank you for the airtime. Tony Milan said thank you all to everyone. He, his phone has disconnected as well. If you guys are in the Kansas City, Missouri area, Gigi Model Mom Chanel will be giving her event this Saturday, March 31st, for the April Fool's Ball, where grand prize is $1,000 with the house with the most trophies. You guys can find her on Facebook under Gigi Model Mom Chanel, Carrington Chanel, on Facebook. If you need any information on that, again, that is in Kansas City, Missouri, this weekend. So looks like we might be wrapping up the show in a little bit. So we'll touch up in the chat room real quickly. First of all, chat room, can you guys even hear the show? Please let me know if you guys can hear it. I don't know about your computer. Yes, on the phone. They said I do. If you guys have any last-minute questions for anyone or have anything to say, please send them over on Facebook as well. You can send me them over really quickly before we wrap it up. And on the phone line, please press 1 as the night starts to wrap up. Did you guys have anything to say, any last-minute things you guys wanted to touch up on?
I did, Jennifer.
Go ahead.
I missed going to the club tonight, but it was worth it.
James, did you have anything that you wanted to touch upon?
No, I just hope to see everybody this weekend. I think New York is going to be the place to be this weekend. New York hasn't been jumping like this in a long time. So I'm excited for this weekend. I hope I see everybody out and everybody have a good time. And, you know, we need everybody, not just legends and icons and pioneers. We need everybody, the whole ballroom community, to, you know, back us all on what we're trying to do. Because this is not just for us, it's for everybody, you know. So look at it like that, like this is something good for everybody. And people that have not yet been invited into the group from different houses, again, like we stated earlier, Tony and them stated earlier, that, you know, we will be adding more people to the group from houses that are not in the house, that are not in the group, because we want a representation from all houses. So, you know, we just had to hurry up and get this done because it was ball time. So don't think that we haven't talked about each house, because we have.
Okay. RR, did you want to say
Devin,
anything?
I just got a message from somebody.
Go ahead, Jason.
Eric Lapilla said, your hard work is greatly appreciated, Devin.
Uh-huh.
I guess he must have got just, he said your hard work is greatly appreciated. I think he got disconnected.
Eric, you're still on the phone, Eric.
Oh, okay. No, I meant to say something earlier. I just wanted to let everyone know that Jason, Prodigy, as well as Jasmine, you guys are, you know, you've done a great job in regards to all that you've done. James Icon, I have to commend you as well upon the conception of the group. And Harold and Tony Milan, oh, my God. You guys took the helm of this group and you made it what it is. And it's you guys that really, really, really are definitely appreciated. And I'm sure the ballroom will thank you guys as well.
And don't forget Tony Revlon.
Well, yeah, he started it. Right.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Eric. Thank you. We have a couple of callers that did press one before we wrap it up. J-Rock, you're back on.
Yes, I'm just letting you guys know I'm getting a lot of texts from people in the Gulf Coast, and there's a lot of positive feedback. Everybody's like, at the end of the day, we got to, you know, follow the rules. We got to do it. Everybody, a lot of people on board, you're getting some negative stuff, but we just want to thank y'all for at least explaining it and everything and trying to move forward and see how it worked out. And my question,
J-Rock, what house are you in?
I'm in the house of Ebony.
Okay.
But I was going to ask, do y'all think that the old way is fading away? Because that's my favorite category, and it seems like
no. Mm-mm. No.
Y'all from Texas,
no.
Y'all.
No. It's not
because
fading away.
I don't see it a lot.
You have people like you that still
nothing.
Love it. No, you don't see it a lot? We see it all the time.
Okay, well, maybe it's not over here. I need some people to come down here and show us.
Well, maybe you should start learning it so we can drive, you know, people away from walking so much of Realness with a Twist and Vogue Femme. Not saying that we, you know, but, you know, more and more people try different categories, like the old way, and keeps those categories alive. So continue watching those tapes and learn those dips and those cans odds. You get it. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you so much, J-Rock. And we have one more caller, 676-725. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Simone Icon. James.
Hi, Simone. Yes.
Hi, Father.
Life.
I need
How are you?
You to. I need you to take my number and call me, please. You need to
well,
call.
Don't do it. Don't do it over the radio. Like.
I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you so much.
I miss you too. And you know you don't live that far from me. I'm sorry, y'all. We're having a moment. Don't you have a Facebook?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. I really don't want you to say your number out on
the
phone.
I don't
care.
I don't really.
I can send it to you, James.
Oh, okay.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'll send it to him right now.
I thought that was taught earlier, too. Okay, thank you. Simone, I'm going to call you.
All right.
Thank you, Simone. Let me send this to James really quickly. And James just, are you still on Facebook now, James?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on, my screen is taking forever.
So, James, when you get off the phone with Simone, call me.
I will.
Okay, I just sent it to you. Let me know when you got it.
Thank you.
So,
are y'all excited? You know, are y'all excited about this whole new process and everything?
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm definitely excited.
You know, and the thing I like most about it is the fact that, you know, when anything is new to anybody, people are usually a little apprehensive about it. But at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, you know, once they see it to start really taking effect, it will become, like, secondary. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it was something that was desperately needed. It was something that the time is right. Because, see, God has a way of making things come to pass when he wants them to come to pass and not when we want them to come to pass. So
right.
At the end of the day, it's the timing is right. You got, and you know what I like
I
what
got
you said
it,
earlier? I like
okay.
what you said earlier when you said we had to stay on track with this because I think Tony said it. We
mm-hmm.
we were on a time schedule, and we needed to have this ready for the awards ball. And that's what really showed me that you guys were very diligent. And for Jasmine and you to stay up all night typing and doing whatever it is y'all had to do, Jason, I commend you. Who would have ever thought all of that face was face and brains? Because, you know, they
you
say
are,
you can't have both.
Shit.
They say you can't have both, but you proved them wrong with that one. You
oh,
know?
Shit.
I just want to commend the group as a whole for coming
Thank
up
you.
With such a structure that's easily written, easily understood, self-explanatory,
mm-hmm.
that even a child with a sixth-grade reading level can read it.
Right. And I'm glad
you
that you're going to be on board with us, you know.
And I'm
so.
Looking forward to being a positive part of the group. You
Thank
understand?
You.
And
yeah,
I'm really
positive.
Looking forward to that. But at the same token, when we go to a ball, we have to still remember that we're the ones that have to lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they're going
mm-hmm.
to be watching us. We can't
right.
start a structure and think it's just about that. We still have things that we need to do to lead by example. So
yes,
they're going
do.
To be watching us. So when something happens, if we want to agree to disagree, we need to be able to pull each other to the side without
right.
making a spectacle of ourselves.
Right.
I agree with you, Aaron. I think that this was something that was also needed because I remember a conversation I had, I think, with James and Tony Milan is that it's time that we are all held accountable for our actions. A lot of times we
mm-hmm.
do things and we think out of, you know, anger or we think out of – I even fall victim to it sometimes. I react without thinking. And this this status – and what you say, James?
No, I said, huh, because I can tell you, like you said the last time I was on the radio, I used to be out
mm-hmm.
wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This allows us to, you know – kind of check ourselves, check the egos, and just kind of
mm-hmm.
just work together in unison.
Exactly.
And I like the fact that with this group, not only is me being a legend, I'm learning a lot from the icons as well. Well, like, the, not so much the do's and the don'ts, but at the same time, the do's and the don'ts, if you get what I'm saying.
Right, but you gotta know the do's and the don'ts. You're never too old to learn a new trick. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever think that because you're older that you can't be taught something. Every day is a learning process, and every day that you learn something new, you know, because you meet different people, you have to learn how to conduct yourself with that person, how to communicate with that person, because you can't communicate with everybody the same. So you have to learn the difference.
And what I would like to try to see us do with each other, if we see one of our fellow, you know, icons, legend statements or stars or whatever the case may be, about to get into something or something, we have to have a target word. And we need to be able to walk up to them and say, this is not how we lead. And when they see our face, we just keep saying, this is not how we lead. This is not how we lead. And it brings us down and back to reality. Yeah, but this
right.
is so-and-so. Yeah, I understand that. But walk over here with me because this is not how we lead.
Right.
Now you walk mm-hmm. them away and you say, okay, don't do this in here. If you want to fuck that bitch up, wait till she get outside.
Right. Honey. That's my key word.
Honey.
I got a message from Hassan Ebony who stated that, unfortunately, he can't be on the radio tonight because he is with his family or doing his family thing, but he is glad that we got this done, and it starts, and looks forward to the future project. And we look forward to RR as well, because him being on the show speaks for us as well. But he will see everyone this weekend. I also feel like, Jason, I am learning a lot also being on board as well, and it helped me with my house only. I mean, my house also. So that is Hassan Ebony.
Work, Hassan. You can stay out of there.
So I guess we should definitely start wrapping up right now. We don't have any more callers. The show tonight was definitely done to, so it can be archived and people can tune into it. Again, it will be found on blogtalkradio.com/tensorchops, and it will be the featured episode, and it will stay there for a while, where you guys can download it on your iPad, your iPhone, whatever, your iPod, save it, archive it, give it to your house, or whatever. Also, you can find the information on www.ballroomstatus.com. And reach out to your house leaders, especially the ones that are on the letter, so they can help explain it to you if you have, you still don't have a better understanding of it. And with that being said, I'll let you guys make some closing statements, and we'll wrap the show up. I'll start with you, Jason.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. If you hear it tomorrow morning while you're at work or on your way to work or on your way to school, again, just thank you to all the outspoken legends and icons in the group. This is a great moment for ballroom history, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Okay, thank you, Jason. James, did you have anything you wanted to say?
Again, like Jason said, you know, I'm glad that we all were able to come together to create something that will definitely turn into something fruitful. I'm glad that RR has agreed to come on the board. I'm glad that Tony has set up the group. I'm glad that everybody has put their input into the group. And, you know, going forward, we'll do everything that we can. You know, we plan to reiterate this again at the Ball Awards on Saturday. And we hope to see everybody Saturday for a good time, for a new start, a brand new day.
Thank you, James. RR, it's just me and you
now. I just want to say, you know, what we can't do alone, we can do together. So with an icon on the left and a legend on the right, legend statements in the stars in the front and behind, we can only move forward. So let's all do the right thing and lead by example.
Okay, RR. You ready for this weekend? Are you going out?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to be there with bells on.
Okay.
I'm going to be there with bells on. I know the Prodigy's got like 4 tables probably, so I know the Prodigy's are in the house, right? Hello?
Yeah,
everybody's gone.
Yeah, everybody's gone.
Oh, so it's just us?
Yeah.
Just the show is over?
Yeah. No. We're still on the air, but we're the only ones that can talk. We didn't finish it up yet.
Well, you know what I want to say, Jasmine? I thought it was going to be a lot of controversy in regards to change, but I'm glad to see that everybody was ready for change and that, you know, it was really a good forum, a very good forum, and I feel good about it. And I think that now that they have something that they can use as a structure and as a blueprint, things will be so much better. It's going to be so much better. And I think people will come to the awards ball this weekend with so much positive energy just to have fun, and that's what I look forward to the most, you know. Let's just come in, hug each other, have fun, have a cocktail, whatever it is that makes you happy, and just enjoy the evening. Let's get back to the fun of what balls used to be, because I know the girls are out, and they're going to come walking. They're going to walk these categories. So it should be very creative. I look for the creativity and everything that's going to be going on. Are you coming out this weekend?
No, I will not be coming out this weekend.
Okay, well, you'll just get the DVD.
But
I want to thank you also for, you know, putting this State of an Emergency show together, because without this show, a lot of the what, episode 6, right? This would be episode 7.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking in regards to the past 6, had you not started the State of an Emergency, I don't think people would have really had a clue of what really was going on. And between, you know, the younger kids and everybody having something, a platform to come to and talk about what they needed to talk about, I think that because you gave them that on Wednesday, it really helped to get to where we are today. So I definitely commend you, and I hope that you continue, you know, the State of an Emergency on Wednesday nights, because there's still so much more to do. You know, that's not
it doesn't stop here, and this is not easy as well. So we just got to keep going. I just want people to learn that, you know, everyone has a voice, no matter if you see them or not. What you need to see is within people's hearts and what people are really, really looking forward to. Again, this is just something that we should be doing for fun, but a lot of people just take so much stuff personal. And because you take it so personal, how can you, you know, what does that say about you? But, you know, that's we got a long road ahead of us with that. But, you know, we need to look at people's, listen to people's voices. A lot of people have a lot to say, and they don't need to be ignored. So that's something we need to do.
And I was going to ask you one last thing. What would be your closing, you know, statement for this evening in regards to the new format and, you know, everything that you heard this evening? What message would you put out there to everybody?
I just want people to take the time to take, like you said, a lot of people just cannot adapt to change. And take the time to give it a try. Try something new and give it a chance to work. But it's not going to work if you guys don't help it, because we all still need you guys to work and make it work. No one's trying to control anything. So step up to the plate and make this work. Spread the message. Try to follow the criteria. Give people something to look forward to. Put it into place. Parents, share this with your children so we can all move forward as one, because we have to try to be as one in order for anything to work. When we start having these ego problems, and that's what the fuck is wrong with the ballroom now, is the ego problem. Best believe, those ego problems is what's making you look bad. Nobody else is looking bad but you with those ego problems. So put that away and just work together as one to better the community, because this is not for us. It is not for me. And I'm Jasmine Couture. This is not for me. This is for the younger generation, those stars and statements of the future. But on that note, we have to wrap it up. We only have a few minutes. RR, you have a good weekend, and thank you so much for the show tonight.
Thank you for everything.
As well.
Thank
and
you.
Everyone listening, I really appreciate it. And people who are listening on the archive, please thank you again, and spread the message. And again, www.ballroomstatus.com is where you can find all the information. No matter where you are this weekend, enjoy yourself, be safe, and we'll be back on Monday for the weekend recap. I'm sure it'll be epic. You guys have a good night, a good weekend, and bye-bye.
I think if I could just be on TV or film or anything, I'd do that instead of the money. Of course, I do want the money because I want the luxury that goes with it. But I want to be wealthy. If not wealthy, content, comfortable. You know? I want to be somebody. I mean, I am somebody.